Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Preps Radio presents the high school baseball game of the week. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Eaton High School in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFK Preps Radio game of the week. It's a gorgeous Saturday out here. Have a little bit of cloud cover, but the sun's supposed to peak out, be around 70 degrees today. And Patriot League of baseball for you today. It is the Platte Valley Broncos in town to take on the Eaton Reds. Hi, everybody. Clark Johnson with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Let's kick it off. Our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. Regardless of your age or athletic ability, perform at your peak with Proactive. More online at proactivecolorado.com. Well, Broncos and the Eaton Reds today. Broncos 0-5. Chad Getman's team looking for their first win of the season. Take on the defending state champion, Eaton Reds. All they've won is, 12 state titles? Dating back to the Jim Danley years, of course, and Todd Hernandez. Now he's got one under his belt, and he'll try to pick up another one this year. They're the team to beat. There's no doubt in 3A. Thought maybe in this Patriot League, which is the best league in the state, there's no question. University is going to be very tough, of course. We saw University get beat on Thursday in a non-conference game against 4A Severance. But we know the Bulldogs can hit. They'll be a factor in this conference for sure. Sterling looks like they're going to dip in and be a factor in the conference. Resurrection Christian kind of on the outside, trying to see where they're going to go. I thought the team to beat was the Brush Beat Diggers, but the Reds already said, oh, not so fast, Mr. Johnson. They knocked them out twice already. So the Reds showing that there's no hangover from winning the title last year. They're out here and rolling 4-0 to start 3-0 in the Patriot League so far. We'll see a pair of sophomore right-handers today for Platte Valley. It'll be Howdy Johnson makes his second start of the year, 0-1 on the season, 4.94 ERA. He'll be against Mitch Haythorne. Haythorne, the sophomore, 1-0, 2.00 ERA, fits perfectly with this Red staff that, again, is going to be one of the best in the state, no doubt about it. Given up 7 runners so far in 7 innings, Mitch has 3 hits, 4 walks in the 7 innings. The 4 walks are just a little bit of a concern early, but he'll figure it out. Can't wait to see him. I don't think I've seen Mitch actually throw except for that final inning of the championship game as a freshman last year. So be fun to see the right-hander who PBR is saying is the number 2 sophomore right-hander in the state right now. So pretty good stuff. Mitch Haythorne on the hill for the Reds, who are undefeated against the Broncos, who have yet to win a game. These two teams played on Thursday, a 17-0 Reds win in Kersey. Could you get more of that today? You might. We'll see. Reds played everybody. All 18 rostered players were on the field and got a bat in the basket in the baseball game on Thursday. So we'll see if they get there. We'll come back, talk more about these teams, take a look around the rest of the Patriot League, what's going on, what happened last night as well. We'll do that when we come back in a moment here on the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has 4 locations in 3 states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
The winter months are not over yet. Unfortunately. Keep your vehicle in the best shape to combat the weather with WeatherTech floor liners, tonneau covers to keep the contents in the bed of your pickup dry and secure, and mud flaps to keep your vehicle looking good. CRP 4x4 has many tools to make the most of all the seasons that Colorado has to offer. Visit CRP 4x4 in their showroom in Greeley or check out their large stock of vehicle accessories online at crp4x4.com.
Take a journey through cinematic musical masterpieces with your Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra as we spend a night at the movies on Saturday, May 7th at the Union Colony Civic Center. Ranging from the concert hall classics of Strauss, Wagner, Sibelius, and Mozart to the film compositions of John Williams, join us as we relive those amazing moments in music from the silver screen in our season finale. Visit GreeleyPhil.org/tickets or call 970-356-5000 for At the Movies.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
It's always a great time for A&W Sweets and Treats. Stop by your local A&W and try the Root Beer Cream Freeze. Crafted with creamy vanilla soft serve, fizzy and refreshing signature A&W Root Beer made fresh in the restaurant, perfectly blended for a treat that sips like a shake and tastes like a float. Come try one today at A&W in Eaton, just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
We cover more than just games.
This is Tice Baldwin, and he'll jam it home.
Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick talk about the most important matchups in prep sports.
They're the team to beat, so they deserve their number one seed.
And interview the most important coaches.
Todd Hernandez, the head basketball coach out at Eaton High School, also the baseball coach.
We lost four starters and quality kids, so we're going to have to kind of retool things just a little bit here.
It's Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Continue with our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show ahead of the Platte Valley Broncos and Eaton Reds today. And we'll talk about the Patriot League here in a second, maybe hit the top 10. We might have time for that here in the pregame show. So our game today, Platte Valley and Eaton next week, folks, Tuesday. On the 5th, we'll be out at Resurrection Christian High School. It'll be Brush and Res Christian, so we'll see the Beat Diggers for the first time this year and the Cougars as well. That'll be in Loveland at Res. And then next Saturday, we will have, actually, be no rewind next Saturday. We'll have a 9 a.m. first pitch, our J9 agency's first pitch next Saturday. Lutheran, we'll get the Lutheran Lions, who are a team to factor into 3A this year, no doubt. They always go deep. They're sitting number three in the state right now. They'll take on the Highland Huskies, the number four team in the 2A ranks. And we've seen Highland once. In fact, we saw them out in Kersey. That's a Platte Valley tournament on next Saturday. So 9 a.m. Lutheran and Highland, unless that time changes, we'll have first pitch early Saturday morning. All right, then the following week, and you can check out the schedule up on our website at 1310kfk.com. Resurrection Christian goes to Eaton the following Thursday. We just have one game that following week. So those are the next three games on the schedule. Patriot League action today is Platte Valley visits Eaton today. Take a look at the Patriot League. Five of the top 10 teams in the state reside in this league. As always, the best league in the state. Eaton Reds number one. University sits in at number two. Sterling is four. Brush is six. And Resurrection Christian is the number seven team. And we'll see. We'll see if anybody else can sneak in there. But those look like the five this year that are going to vie for the crown in the Patriot League 2022. Leading team scoring, kind of a push between Brush and Eaton, about 13 runs a game for those two teams. And I take that back. Brush, what did I have, 55 runs for them, six games? Yeah, I knew I did something wrong there. Brush doesn't score that much. They're about eight runs a game. The Reds, the number one scoring team in the conference right now, 13 runs a game. The best defensive team right now is Sterling. In five games, they've allowed just six runs so far. So watch out for the Sterling Tigers this year. They're the team. They moved all the way up to number four from outside of the top ten. And have to watch out for the Sterling Tigers this year, no doubt. Let's see. Games today, besides our game here in Eaton, Sterling will go to Valley. These are all 11 o'clock games today. So Sterling playing great baseball so far, 4-1, 1-1 in league play. They go to the Valley Vikings, who are having a tough time. Steve Kistler's group 1-5 on the season so far. Resurrection Christian is at Strasburg today, also an 11 o'clock game. Res Christian comes in 3-2 on the year, 2-2 in league play. They visit Strasburg, where the Indians are 2-1, both in league play and overall in the season so far. And Liberty Common is out at Brush today. Those are your lineups there. If you guys didn't check out the top 10 this week, plain and simple, let's see, 5A top 10. State defending champion Mountain Vista is number 2. Runner-up Valor Christian sits at number 4. Two Final Four teams from last year not in it. Fort Collins and Fairview not in the top 10. Rocky Mountain sits about 15 right now. New coaches poll come out on Monday as well. Regis is number 1, Heritage 3, Douglas County 5, Mullen 6 in there. So that's the gist of the 5A class. 4A class, your winner last year, Ponderosa, is sitting at number 2. The runner-up is Holy Family. They're 4 right now. Cheyenne Mountain, one of the Final Four teams. They're the number 1 team right now in the coaches' poll. Cheyenne Mountain from the Final Four to number 1. And D'Evelyn, also a Final Four team, sits number 10. The only local team in the 4A class, Fort Morgan, they sit at number 8. Severance, as we said, number 11. And they went in on Thursday and beat University in a 4A versus 3A contest. But you know how good the Dogs are. And Severance and Carson Fagan beat him. Fagan had a great game on the mound, and he hit a grand slam home run in the game. So he's up for our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week. Class 3A, we went through all that for you with basically the Patriot League team. The teams outside of the Patriot League, they're in the top 10. Lutheran's number 3. The Classical Academy, last year's runner-up against the Reds, is number 5. Lamar is 8. Colorado Academy, 9. And Faith Christian, another Final Four team from a year ago, sits at number 10. So that's a look. 2A Highland is number 4 in there. Lyman, last year's winners, number 1. Peyton, the runner-up's number 2. So those are coming home, according to Hoyle. Rye was a Final Four team there in the mix, and so is Buena Vista there at number 8, a Final Four team from a year ago. All right, we're coming back with the starting lineups for this one in a moment. It's Eaton and Platte Valley today on Preps Radio. Back with more of the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show in a moment. This timeout is brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has 4 locations in 3 states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
The problem with most gyms is, well, they're gyms. Double Diamond CrossFit knows what it takes to get the results you're looking for. CrossFit is high intensity, short workouts designed to improve your core and cardiovascular strength. Double Diamond CrossFit has classes throughout the day with certified coaches. You show up, warm up, and build your better body, all with the support of the CrossFit family. Double Diamond CrossFit on the corner of 59th Avenue and 10th Street in Greeley. Call 970-302-2024. And don't forget to ask how you can get a free week on us.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Alan, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
Take a journey through cinematic musical masterpieces with your Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra as we spend a night at the movies on Saturday, May 7th at the Union Colony Civic Center. Ranging from the concert hall classics of Strauss, Wagner, Sibelius, and Mozart to the film compositions of John Williams, join us as we relive those amazing moments in music from the silver screen in our season finale. Visit GreeleyPhil.org/tickets or call 970-356-5000 for At the Movies.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back. Clark Johnson with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Our Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show continues ahead of Platte Valley and Eaton today. Broncos looking for their first win of the year. It's not likely to come today. That's just honesty. They're 0-5 on the year. They'll send out sophomore Howdy Johnson today on the mound looking for his team's first win, as we said. 0-1, 4.94 for Howdy this year. And we'll see what happens. Looking at the lineup defensively for the Broncos, just looking at their roster, and I see only two seniors in the lineup. You've got Dade Gomez, the shortstop, and Aaron Rios back behind the dish today. I didn't know Aaron was a catcher, but he sits behind the dish for Howdy Johnson today. Those are your two seniors, so very, very young team for Chad Getman. There's no question about it. We'll see what they can do. 17-0 loss against these Reds on Thursday. Platte Valley hoping for something a little bit better. When you look at Platte Valley, too, big numbers that stare out at you. 27 errors now in five games. That's over five errors a baseball game. You just, and the ERA, 7.27. They're giving up 11 runs a game with the defense and the pitching. They're scoring 2.5 a game. They're giving up 11. Those are numbers that you're just not going to win baseball games that way. So the Broncos are young, got some great athletes. They're just trying to learn how to win some baseball games for Coach Getman. For the Reds, they're just the opposite. They're averaging 13 runs a game. They're hitting .415 this year from the plate as a team. Defense giving up less than 3 runs a game, 2.55 earned run average. And for the Reds' defense, boy, they've been stalwart so far. 5 errors in 4 games. Todd Hernandez is going to take that every single day of the week. 4 games in, the Reds do not have a home run yet. Maybe they get one today. In fact, I feel like this is kind of home run weather today for the Reds. We'll see if that is the case. All right, let's get to the starting lineups for today's game. For the Platte Valley Broncos, we'll go there first. Preston Hofer will lead off and play center field. So Hofer in center for the Broncos. Howdy Johnson, as we said, is going to do the pitching today. He'll bat second. Howdy, just a sophomore, looking for the team's first win. Avery Valenciano will be the DH today, playing right field and not hitting Adam Gross for the Broncos in the fielding spot of where Avery Valenciano will hit as a DH. Gabe Medina, the first baseman, hits in the number 4 spot today. Dade Gomez, one of the seniors we mentioned, playing shortstop today. Aaron Rios is the other senior. He's back behind the dish. He's catching today and hitting in the number 6 spot. Hudson Flummerfelt, you got to love that name. Hudson Flummerfelt is the third baseman, just a freshman for the Broncos. He hits in the number 7 spot. Braylon Edstrom, terrific basketball player as well for Bryant Kenigi and the Platte Valley Broncos basketball team. He's in left field. He'll hit 8th. And then speaking of great basketball players, Zach Wymura as well, the point guard for the Broncos, is at second base, and he'll close out the batting order for the Broncos in the number 9 spot. Broncos lost their opener to Brush, then they were swept by Strasburg, 8-7 and 13-3. Then they lost to Highland, the game that we broadcast out in Kersey, 7-3. Didn't have a hit that game, but still had 9 base runners in the game due to walks, hit batters, and errors. But they did come out and get a couple hits against the Reds on Thursday, so at least maybe for the Broncos, the bats starting to warm up a little bit. They lost on Thursday 17-0 to the Eaton Reds. For the Reds, their starting lineup looks like this. How about Ben Richter, leading hitter on the team so far? 9 hits, I'm sure he'll get number 10 out there today, Ben Richter. Just a kind of funny story about people getting old and your memory going right in the crapper. I will tell you, I was on the show on Clark and the Coach the other day, and I could not come up with Ben Richter's name for the life of me. I've announced many of his games. I've called his name a million times, and my brain kept going to Bennett Picard. Remember him for the Reds a number of years ago, big factor on the Reds baseball team? I just could not get Bennett Picard out of my name and Ben Richter into it. But, boy, oh, boy, sometimes you get some help. Don Scott, one of our great sponsors at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, and, of course, his grandkids, big parts, the Grables, his son-in-law, Dean Grable, the basketball coach, of course, Jessica Grable, his daughter, is the principal at Eaton, and all three of his grandkids. Well, Scotty's up at Mesa playing. And then you've got Zach and Will Grable, the twins that are playing athletics here at Eaton. So, Don, right away hit me on the text and said, "Hey, Clark, it's Ben Richter." And I said, yep, that's what my brain was trying to get to. So, love what Ben does. I thought he was the best nine-hole hitter in the state last year. Thought he was one of the most underrated players. And he's not letting me down, man. He is ripping the baseball so far. 9 for 15. He's hitting .600 this year. Ben Richter in the leadoff role at second base. Jaden Stone, one of the best outfielders in the state. This guy can flat-out cover the ground out there. And a terrific two-hole hitter. Remember, he started the year last year as the leadoff hitter. Then they moved him back into the number two spot, and that just found a home there. So Jaden Stone in center. Walker Martin, of course, headed to Arkansas to play major college baseball. Just a junior, though. He's got a whole another year. How hard is that to figure? Walker Martin is hitting third. He is the shortstop. Ryder True, good to see him in the lineup here. Will he catch a little bit this year? Think the knee's better. Ryder True, a big part of this team, hits in the number four spot. He's in right field. How about the Tater Tot? Tate Smith will be the DH today, so he hits in the five spot. Tate, of course, is going to be a big member of the pitching staff for the Reds is this year. So Tate will hit in the number five spot. Dirk Duncan is going to play at third base today. He'll hit in the number six spot, also going to play at the next level. Garrett Gerritsen makes his way over here. He's a sophomore, first year at Eaton for him, coming by way of Berthoud High School. Garrett Gerritsen is your first baseman today. Mitch Haythorn. Just, in fact, said hello to Joey, his dad, a minute ago. Mitch is on the hill today. Cannot wait to see him pitch so far. 1-0, 2.0 ERA. Love it. Seven innings. Mitch has given up just three hits. The four walks, he'll kind of work on that a little bit, but 11 strikeouts in the seven innings. All good numbers for Mitch Haythorn. He hits eighth in the baseball game today. Gunnar Duncan is going to do the catching. He'll hit ninth, so Gunnar in the lineup for the Reds. Reds trying to win their fifth of the year against no loss. End up with a 14-4 non-conference win against 4A Mountain View, and then swept Brush. And, of course, I was the one who said, I thought Brush might be the team to beat in the league this year with the pitching they've got. But the Reds said, no, not so fast. They came in and smacked out Brush, beat them 12-0 and 9-7. The Reds put 21 runs up against that Brush pitching staff in two games. Then on Thursday, the Reds won in Kersey 17-0. Five in the first inning, seven in the second, one in the third, four more in the fourth. That equaled to 17. So all they needed was four innings. All 18 players on the roster for the Reds played in that baseball game on Thursday in Kersey. All right, that's a look at the lineups. That's what we've got going. Lineups on field are coming up next year. And then we will get to our J9 Agencies first pitch. J9 Agencies and Alt, they've been around for 24 years and want to help you do things right. J9 Agencies love everything that they do, of course. Mike and Janine Freeman and Terry Gertz out there taking care of you, folks. J9 Crop Insurance, J9 Insurance, it's J9 Agencies and Alt. Our first pitch now, just about 6 or 7 minutes away. What time are we looking at? 10:57. So maybe we get started a couple minutes after the top of the hour today. But anthem's coming up. Lineups are coming up here on the field. So we'll get in just a little bit. Our booth sponsor, of course, as I sit in at the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth, that's Mario and Destiny Gomez. Their kiddo Dade is the starting shortstop for the Platte Valley Broncos today. And it is Alliance Irrigation. Give them a call in Kersey at 616-2400. 51. One more, just throw it out there. Always say thank you to these guys. Such a big part of what Eaton does out here. It is AMCO Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, simply putting the care back into car care. They take care of my car, my kids' cars, keep us rocking and rolling. I drive a 21-year-old Volkswagen Beetle right now, and it just keeps rolling down the road because of my friends at AMCO Fort Collins. They've now covered you in Loveland as well. So, Dave in Loveland, you got Lance in Fort Collins. Give them a call today. It is AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Total car care and putting the care back into car care. All right, we'll step aside, come back in a moment. Lineups on the field are next. Anthem's coming up, so we're back probably in about 5 minutes with our 4 or 5 minutes probably with our opening pitch today in this baseball game brought to you by J9 Agencies in Ault. We're coming back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off! It's a beautiful...
Live from beautiful Eaton High School in Eaton, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFK Preps Radio Game of the Week. Today, Patriot League action. The Eaton Reds, the number one team in the state, the defending state champions against the Platte Valley Broncos. Hi, everybody. Clark Johnson with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth as we get set to go with our J9 Agency's first pitch today. Mitch Haythorne for the Reds, a sophomore right-hander. He'll face another sophomore right-hander, Howdy Johnson, from the Platte Valley Broncos today. Mitch out taking his warm-up tosses right now. I want to thank a couple great sponsors. Our scoring sponsor, C&H Solutions, pride themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Give them a call today, folks, for anything you need. C&H Solutions, 970-834-2247. From welding to logistics to aggregates, C&H Excavation, C&H Solutions, a great partner of Preps Radio. Also, thank you to our restaurant of the official restaurant of Preps Radio, A&W, here in Eaton, right down the north end of town. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 7 a.m. they open, 9 p.m. they close. They've got Uber Eats as well. You can dial up your A&W from Eaton and Habit. Mitch Haythorne, set to go, got into a windup for the first pitch of the game and had to halt as Preston Hofer, all about 140 pounds of him, backs out of the batter's box. Haythorne comes back, first pitch, and a fastball in for a strike with a beauty. No balls and one strike here. Mitch Haythorne, 1-0, 2.00 earned run average. Mitch comes back and the right-hander deals fastball right. Ooh, I don't know where that was, inside, I guess. One ball, one strike. That looked like a good pitch. Haythorne, 7 innings, giving up just 3 hits, 4 walks, 11 Ks. Mitch comes back outside corner, dials that one up, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. The Reds defensively, Dirk Duncan, a senior, down at third base. Walker Martin is at shortstop as usual. Haythorne comes back, 1-2 pitch. Outside corner, just missed, and it's 2-2. Benny Richter at second, and Garrett Gerritsen, by way of Berthoud High School, is here and playing first base today. Haythorne comes back, 2-2 pitch from the sophomore is inside, 3-2. So good at bat for Preston Hofer, the center fielder for the Broncos, trying to get aboard first here in the first inning. 3-2. Mitch comes back, sophomore's payoff pitch, swing and a miss. He took a little bit off of it and struck him out, one away.
Out number one.
So one gone, and Howdy Johnson, who will do the pitching for the Broncos today.
Now hitting number 8, Howdy Johnson.
He is going to come to the plate here. Reds defensively in the outfield, Hayden Vigoria, the seniors in left. Jaden Stone, one of the best defensive outfielders you'll find in the state, is in center. Ryder Trues in right. Gunnar Duncan back behind the dish, and the fastball from Haythorne misses away, and it's a ball and no strikes. Howdy Johnson for the Broncos so far this year. Howdy hitting 385, 5 for 13. He swings and hits this one right side, just foul outside of first base. Garrett Gerritsen had a look at it, the sophomore, but it was out of his reach, and it's a ball and a strike now to Howdy. Broncos so far this year offensively, they've been a struggle. 2.5 runs a game. They're giving up 11 a game. That tells you why they're 0-5. Haythorne comes back, and Mitch is 1-1 down in the dirt. Blocked away by Duncan, and they'll reset this one. 2 balls and a strike now. So 6 pitches to the opening batter for Mitch, and now he's behind, 2 balls and a strike here. Haythorne comes back in the 2-1 pitch. Fastball way behind it that time, but rifled to the right side, foul by Howdy Johnson. And your two balls and two strikes. Remember, championship Saturday last year against the Classical Academy. Seventh inning of that game, and here comes Mitch Haythorne rocking into the baseball game and had a walk and a hit batter and then came back and struck out the side. That one to the backstop there. So 3-2. That was as a freshman, too. When you see a player as impactful as Mitch Haythorne as a freshman, you will always stand up and take note. Three balls and two strikes here. Mitch comes back, the payoff pitch. Swing and a chopper. Right side, does it stay fair? It does. Gerritsen will go to the bag, and that's two away. Little skimmer down the right side. Howdy Johnson lifting his palms to the sky to say, was that fair, actually? I thought it went outside the bag there. But the umpire at first base has the great view right over the bag, and there's two away. So two gone in the first, just the start of the game. Pull up a chair, spend part of your Saturday with us here on Preps Radio. The number one ranked Reds in the Platte Valley Broncos today. Haythorne's fastball up and in to Avery Valenciano. Avery will be the DH today. Valenciano so far in the season, 2-for-10. Swing and a miss upstairs. He beat him with the fastball up high. And it's a ball and a strike here. The velocity for Mitch looks pretty good today. Outfield plays him to the right as if he's going to be behind, and that's probably the case. Pitcher down in the dirt. So two balls and a strike here. Mitch has battled back, been behind each hitter here to start the game, but always looks like he's just right on the dial anyway. That one's up, so three balls and a strike here. Four walks in the seven innings coming in from Mitch. Just three hits, though, seven base runners. Next pitch, hit off the fist, down to second base. Benny Richter is going to pick it up, fire it over to first, and that's it. A 1-2-3 inning. They get some pitches, the Broncos do, in the first inning, but nobody on base. No runs, no hits, nobody left. We'll go to the bottom of the first in Eaton. It's the Broncos nothing. The Reds coming up. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
In times of uncertainty, it's always comforting to know some things are still consistent, like Quality Well and Pump's leadership in the irrigation world. With offices in Ault and LaSalle, Quality Well and Pump is the region's largest irrigation dealer, serving Northern Colorado since 2005. Unmatched quality products and superior service are exactly what you'll find when dealing with Quality Well and Pump's expert staff. For more information on Quality Well and Pump services, give them a call today at 970-353-353. 3118. Quality Well and Pump is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Let's go to the bottom of the first inning here at Eden High School. Number one team in the state, the defending state champion Eden Reds, will send up Benny Richter, Jaden Stone, Walker Martin against Howdy Johnson, sophomore for the Broncos. Howdy 0-1 on the year, 4.94 earned run average, 5 2/3 innings, and he has had 17 base runners in those 5 2/3 innings. That's a lot of traffic, folks. 7 hits, 10 walks, 8 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .292 against Howdy, as we saw it from the Broncos against the Highland Huskies when we had them last Saturday. You have to kind of look at just getting the ball over the plate. You got to throw strikes. Walks, hit batters, and high school baseball going to kill you. And so far, that's what the Broncos are dealing with on the mound a little bit. All right, Ben Richter, this guy, I tell you what, he's just hitting this you-know-what out of the baseball. 9-for-15 so far this year. 5 runs batted in, 7 runs scored. So he's doing everything at the top of the order that Todd Hernandez and the Reds need him to do. 9-hole hitter last year for Richter, and I said he was the best 9-hole hitter in the state. I don't think there's any argument there. Right from the 9 to the 1 this year, and Benny Richter steps in here for the Reds to get things going. Howdy Johnson kicks and deals, and the pitch is down low. A ball and no strikes. Pretty tight strike zone from this umpire so far. Saw some balls on the inside corner, saw some balls at the knees, and not getting the strike calls. Here's Howdy comes back, and that one on the outside corner for a strike. That's the one spot that he's lit it up so far, the umpire, on that outside corner against right-handed hitters. One ball, one strike. Johnson comes back, and the pitch to Richter is up. Two balls and a strike here. Defensively, the Broncos. Hudson Flummerfelt is a freshman. He's down at third base. Dade Gomez, the senior at shortstop. Zach Wymura, the point guard on the basketball teams at second base. And Gabe Medina's at first. This one hit to the right side. That's going to be Adam Gross, a junior, to the foul line. And foul grounds comes over and makes the catch. Did he get there? He did. Good running grab by Adam Gross. So he gets Richter, keeps him off the bases, one away, and Jaden Stone will come to the plate. Adam Gross, one of the pitchers on the team as well. He's also the broadcaster, Adam is, for the NFHS on the basketball side. Got to sit next to him a couple of Bronco basketball games this year. Good kid, good announcer as well. Got some ability there, and he's playing right field today for the Broncos. Pitch to Jaden Stone in for a strike, inside corner there. And it's no balls and a strike to the left-hand hitting center fielder. Stoney hitting well, too. 5 for 9 so far. 8 runs scored. That leads the club. That pitch missed. A ball and a strike to Stoney here. As we say, so much fun to watch Jaden play center field for the Reds. He can cover a pasture out there. That one's in for a strike. He took strike two. One ball and two strikes. Walker Martin on his way to Arkansas, of course, but before he can do that, he's got to play a whole another year here in Eaton. That means starting quarterback on the football team. Basketball player, baseball player, it's a tough life for Walker Martin. This one fouled away, left side out of play. Boy, what an athlete, though. One ball, two strikes to Jaden Stone here. Howdy Johnson looks good so far. 1-2 pitch from Howdy upstairs. Tried to break off a breaking pitch and didn't get all of it. So it's two balls and two strikes here. Reds will get Liberty Common next week, Monday and Wednesday, home and home. Missed it outside, Howdy did there, so he's gone full. He's running up three balls, two strikes here to Jaden Stone. Braylon Edstrom in left field, Preston Hofer in center, Adam Gross in right, and there's ball four. So Stoney aboard, runner at first and one out here in the first inning, and Walker Martin's going to come to the plate. Martin leading the Reds in RBIs. 4 doubles already in the first 4 games. 10 ribbies on the season so far. He's 6 for 11 at the plate. Man, can this guy flat out play baseball? Howdy set to go with Jaden Stone over at first base. Howdy deals, and that one just up above the letters. It's a ball and no strikes. Jaden Stone, 4 stolen bases. The Reds, 11 steals in 4 games. That's not a ton. A little less than 3 a game. Stoney gets the lead over at first. The pitch to Martin. There he goes. Throw down from the catcher spot on the money and standing up going in is Jaden Stone. That was confidence, boy. He had that thing stolen.
Stone got a second with the stolen base.
So Stoney at second. Martin trying to get him home for RBI number 11 this year. All right, set to go to one of the best multi-sport athletes we've seen out here in Northern Colorado. Swing and a miss. And it's a ball and two strikes. Now, Martin tried to deal that one, trying to go the other way with it. One ball, two strikes. Ryder True out on deck for the Reds. Reds won 17-0 on Thursday against this Bronco team. Howdy Johnson looks, as I said, pretty good, though. Snapping off some pitches. Fastball there just missed away. And it's two balls and two strikes. Reds hitting .415 as a club so far. 13 runs a game they're getting. But look at the defense. 5 errors in just 4 games. Here's the pitch. That's up. So he's gone full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. First base open, but the lineup doesn't get any easier. Ryder True out on deck here for the Reds. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Martin back in, Johnson set to go. Look back at Richter, or rather Jaden Stone at second, and that's down in the dirt, ball four. So what did I just talk about for the Broncos pitching staff? It's been walks. That's been the that's why they're giving up 11 runs a game right now. It has been walks, and here are two in the first inning. So Ryder True Knee looks like it's back to 100%. We could talk to Todd Hernandez. Of course, we're going to have the Reds coming up on the baseball preview show this week. So you'll get more comments from Todd Hernandez and a bunch of players coming up. Here's the pitch. Ryder True bounces one foul right into the Reds' dugout. So it's no balls and a strike. And we'll see Ryder back behind the dish this year sometimes. Gunnar Duncan today behind the plate for the Reds. No balls, one strike. One out, bottom of the first inning. Reds with two on. Couple of walks against Howdy Johnson here. Looking to pitch, ground ball to third. Coming up to make the play. Flummer felt he can't do it. I think it hit the base. Took my hand off to look, and it's going to be a base hit. They said shake it off, so maybe. Yeah, it is an error by Flummerfelt. I don't know if that hit the bag or if he came to it, but the bases are loaded now. So two walks and an error, and here comes Tate Smith, the DH today. Tate 4-for-12 on the season, 6 RBIs already. A double and a triple. See what he can do here with the bases chucked. Pitch to him, hard ground ball foul right side towards the Bronco dugout. Fifth game of the year, Reds looking for their first round trip, or maybe this is the spot. Johnson with the bases loaded, deals. Pitch to Tate Smith is down low, so you're a ball and a strike here. Dirk Duncan, who always seems to hit in the clutch, is out on deck here for the Reds. Johnson comes back in the 1-1. Skied right side and foul. Gross taking a look at it. Everybody else is. But that's well back out of play. So a ball and two strikes. Here comes a really big set of pitches now by Howdy Johnson. Coming off a 17-0 loss. The first thing you don't want to do in the first inning is go behind by a group. And right now the Reds with the bases loaded. Pitch is down low. 2-2. Jaden Stone sitting at third. Walker Martin's out at second base. Ryder True down at first for the Reds here in the first inning. 2-2, missed inside, had to back him off at the plate. So 3-2, but now for the sophomore, Howdy Johnson, nowhere to put Tate Smith. Got to come into him. 3-2 pitch from the sophomore. He's there and driven to left field. Right in his tracks is the left fielder, Braylon Edstrom. He'll make the catch. That gets a run home. So a hard hit ball by Tate Smith. If that's in the alley, it's three runs. But it's right at the left fielder, so there's two away. Sack fly gets Smith his 7th RBI of the season. And here comes Dirk Duncan with two outs. This is a spot that Dirk loves, too. Duncan stands in now. Last year for Dirk, so many situations with two outs, runners on. He just seemed to always hit. Here is a ball just foul outside third base. Talking about his clutch hitting, and he almost doubles down the line there. Just foul outside the bag. It's 0-1 to Dirk. Only really one close game for the Reds in the first four. That was the second game against Brush. A 9-7 win for the Reds. They beat him 12-0 in Brush. Took care of Mountain View to open the season, and then, of course, Thursday 17-0 against the Broncos. Pitch to Duncan, fisted foul right side. So Howdy's got him in a hole here. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the first inning here in Eaton. The sun poking out. Nice day in Eaton, Colorado. 1-0 for the defending state champs. Johnson set to go again. 0-2 to Duncan. Swinging a foul ball again right side. Dirk, the ability to go both ways with the bat. He loves to go opposite field as well, so that's kind of where he's leaning right now. Howdy Johnson looking pretty good here in the first inning for the Broncos, though. Couple of walks to set him back in an error. Reds a run without a hit. Here's the look in the pitch. Swing and a miss. He tried to get the fastball up high, and he struck him out. Well, good pitch right there by Howdy Johnson. One run on no hits for the Reds in the first. We'll go to the second in Eaton. Reds 1, the Broncos nothing. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Ault on the east side of Highway 85. Ault Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
It's always a great time for A&W Sweets and Treats. Stop by your local A&W and try the Root Beer Cream Freeze. Crafted with creamy vanilla soft serve, fizzy and refreshing signature A&W Root Beer made fresh in the restaurant, perfectly blended for a treat that sips like a shake and tastes like a float. Come try one today at A&W in Eaton, just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK.
All right, let's go to the second inning. Thank you to Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. That's right, Don Scott, Lance, and Dave, the whole gang out there. Dave's in Loveland now. They've taken all that expertise and customer service, brought it to their Loveland store right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower there. So I'll tell you what, man, I'll stand behind these guys every single day of the week. They help my family out. They're going to help yours. Keep your cars up and running. It's Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland. Total car care, folks. Simply taking care of you. Thank Don Scott and his great guys out there for all they do for Preps Radio here. All right, let's get to it. Second inning here. After a 1-2-3 inning for Mitch Haythorne, you'll have Gabe Medina. This is a big kid. Big, strong kid. Gabe Medina steps up. Then Dade Gomez and Aaron Rios. Rios is a big kid, too. Dade Gomez, the senior shortstop between them. Here's the pitch to the plate. Fastball, and he's behind it. No balls and one strike. Medina on the season so far this year. 3 for 10. Pitch here, slow ground ball up along first will go foul. And so quickly, no balls and two strikes. Yeah, 3 for 10 for Medina. A couple of runs batted in. Has a double on the year. Broncos as a team hitting just a .186 so far. All right, set to go again. Here comes Haythorne back with the pitch. Tried to get him to bite outside, and he misses. A ball and two strikes. So 1-2. Top of the second inning, 1-0 Eaton. Pitch on the way here, waved at and missed. He came upstairs again, and Mitch gets strikeout number two. So one away, and here comes senior shortstop Dade Gomez. Clark Johnson with you here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez, Dade's parents, who run that great shop out in Kersey. This one's ripped but foul. Boy, Gomez out in front of that, got all of it, but sends it down the left field line foul, and it's no balls into strike here. Broncos next week will have, they'll be at Fort Lupton Tuesday. That pitch missed. It's a ball and a strike here. Broncos at Fort Lupton on Tuesday for a non-conference game, and then they'll get Wiggins in a tournament. Here's a line drive, base hit into left field. Dade Gomez
with a single into left field.
Rips a couple. First one went foul. This one he made no mistake and hits it between short and third. So Dade's at first, the first Bronco hit of the ball game, and here comes Aaron Rios now. Reds, the defending state champs, beat Classical Academy for all the marbles last year. Here's the pitch on the way. That one missed inside. One ball and no strikes. Eaton won it. Classical Academy was the runner-up. Lutheran and Faith Christian were the other two Final Four teams. Here's a shot at Walker Martin and through the wickets. Going to be an E6. Right through the wickets of Walker Martin. So there's two on here now. I don't think it ever touched Walker, but that's still an error through the legs. Let's see what they put up here. And they do. They put. Now they're going to give him a hit on that. Is that right? All right. Put him on at first. Maybe I give him a bad hop in there, but Walker's going to tell you he's got to come up with that baseball. Two on, one out here in the second inning. So the Broncos, who score 2.5 runs a game, have what we consider a rally going right here in the second inning. Two men on, one out, And here's Hudson Flummerfelt, a freshman. Big spot for a freshman. Pitch waved at and missed. Big swing by Flummerfelt. No balls and the strike here. Broncos have hit a couple hard baseballs here in the second inning. Runners get their lead. Mitch Haythorn comes from the belt. The sophomore looks in. No balls and one strike. And here's the 0-1. Big breaking ball that didn't come around. It's a ball and a strike. Mitch came down by way of third base that time. Little sidearm curveball that just didn't snap over. One ball, one strike. Haythorn gets the sign from Gunnar Duncan, the sophomore receiver, and the pitch waved at a miss. Here's a throw down to second base, and it hits the runner going back to the bag. No harm, no foul there. He'll get up. Walker Martin moves over and just picks the baseball up. So it's a ball and two strikes. Flummerfelt needs to get something here. Mitch wants the strikeout. Let's see who wins this battle. One ball, two strikes. Rios away from the bag at first. He might have a runner there. Here's Dade Gomez. Pitch to the plate. 1-2 breaking ball. Got him swinging. So two away. Big strikeout for Haythorn there. A couple of singles in the inning. Strikeouts on either side. Two down and Braylon Edstrom. Terrific sophomore basketball player for Brian Kennedy's basketball team here at Platte Valley. Braylon hits in the eighth spot, playing left field today. Two on, two out. Pitch to the plate is a fastball in and over for a strike. Looks like Mitch has kind of cruised into another gear here. With two on, he's gotten down to some business. No balls and a strike. Haythorn comes back 0-1, and he missed it away. So one ball, one strike. Top half of the second, two on, two out. Platte Valley down a run, 1-0 to the defending state champs. Mitch comes back. Here's the 1-1 swing and a miss. Well behind it was Edstrom. It's a ball and two strikes. Zach Wymira waits out on deck, talking about two basketball players in a row here. One ball, two strikes. Mitch a strike away from getting back to the dugout. Sophomore right-hander kicks and deals here. The 1-2. Now he's going to come. Finally he does. And a pitch down low. Good block. Duncan got the block. Now he can't see where the ball is. And everybody's going to move up. Wild pitch. That's a spot for a pitcher to walk back now to the hill and say, you know, no harm, no foul. If I come in and get this guy, none of that matters. 2-2. Two outs here in the second inning for the Broncos. Set to go. Haythorn deals 2-2. Strike him out looking. Down he goes. Mitch strikes out the side. Picks up his fourth K of the ballgame so far. The Broncos, a couple of hard hit base hits, but they come up empty. No runs, two hits. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning in Eaton. Reds 1, the Broncos nothing right here on Preps Radio. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
For over 40 years, AMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We go to the bottom of the second inning out here at Eaton High School. Reds with a 1-0 advantage behind Mitch Haythorn's pitching for the first two innings here. And the Reds will send up Garrett Gerritsen, Mitch Haythorn, Gunnar Duncan here in the bottom of the second inning. Garrett Gerritsen, he's a big kid. This is a sophomore who played with the Bertha Spartans last year. Now he jumps in here as a sophomore with the pinstripes. And this one fouled right side out of play. No balls and one strike. 7-8-9 for the Reds right here. Gerritsen. on the season, 4-for-8, so good start for him. Most of the Reds are hitting. They're batting .415 as a club. Pitch there, inside corner for a strike. Howdy Johnson looks good today. Maybe he keeps his Broncos in the mix here. A double couple of ribbies for Garrettson so far this year. Breaking ball chopped at the plate, foul. So Garrett stays alive. No balls, two strikes. Howdy set to go again, 0-2. The sophomore right-hander kicks and deals, and the pitch waved at and missed, and he struck him out. That's strikeout number two, two in a row here as he struck out Dirk Duncan to end the first inning. One gone, and Mitch Haythorne's going to jump in here for the Reds. Haythorne 3-for-8, a double, 5 runs driven in on the season so far. 17-run game the other day. I think Mitch had 3 ribbies. This one swing and a miss. 0-1 here to the Reds right-hander. So no balls and one strike here. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Eaton in front of Platte Valley. Howdy Johnson comes back and the pitch is hammered foul right side. And out of play so quickly, 0-2. And as we said for Howdy Johnson, that's exactly what he wants to do. Get ahead. Walks are going to kill you all day long. He had a couple in the first inning. Didn't quite get away with it. Got a sack fly by Tate Smith, and one of those walks scored. This one fouled away again right side and out of play. So, again, no balls and two strikes here. Gunnar Duncan, the 9-hole hitter for the Reds, the catcher, is out on deck. Johnson set to go again. Howdy comes back 0-2 into fastball high and tight. Backs Haythorne off the plate. It's a ball and two strikes here. Good thing for the Reds. Couple of things. When you beat a team 17-0, it's not that great for your starters because they're going to come out. Here's the 1-2, and it's roped foul again right side. So it still remains a ball and two strikes. The good thing for the Reds is they got all 18 players to get on the field on Thursday. Get a chance to look at some of the younger kids. Well, we're out of baseballs, so they're going to run that one down, get it back in, and here we go. 1-2 with one out here in the second inning. This is something you won't be able to say very often. The Reds are being out-hit by Platte Valley today so far. Two hits for the Broncos. The Reds looking for their first safety. Here's the look in the pitch to the plate. Swinging a ground ball, and there it is. Mitch Haythorne on cue delivers with a base hit. So the Reds for their first hit of the ball game, a Mitch Haythorne single, and here comes Gunnar Duncan.
Courtesy runner for the pitcher at first base, number 5, Kay Gentry.
Kay Gentry.
Now hitting for the Reds, the catcher, number 11, Gunnar Duncan.
Will come in here for the Reds and be a courtesy runner for Mitch. Gentry will go over to first base. Thank you, of course, to one of our great sponsors. That's Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. Love everything Mike does. With Goosehead, integrity and honesty. It's that simple when working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook at Mike Leffler, Goosehead Insurance. All right, we're running away from the bag at first. Look in the pitch. There goes the runner. Gentry's going to steal this one in his sleep. No throw. He's down to second base. So the Reds with their possible second run in scoring position here. Gunnar Duncan trying to get him home. Duncan 1-for-3 so far this year. Scored a run for the Reds. That one back to the screen on a foul ball, so it's 0-2. 0-2. Good thing for Johnson here in the second inning. He's staying ahead of the hitters. No balls, two strikes. Howdy set to go again. Gentry gets the lead. Johnson's going to turn and throw back to second base, but Gentry back in plenty of time. Dade Gomez, the senior shortstop, kind of playing cat and mouse out there a little bit with Cade. Now back behind him, pounding at the mitt. To the plate they come, and this one hit off the fist down to shortstop. Going to pick it up here as Gomez across to first in time. It's a good play by the senior, and nowhere for the runner at second base, Gentry, to go. So two down for the Reds. Said to like the way Howdy Johnson's pitching. He's just keeping the Reds off balance right now. Kind of sawed off Gunnar Duncan right there, and here comes Ben Richter. It's hard to get Benny Richter out, I'll tell you that. 9 for 16 so far this year, but Howdy did it the first time around. Looking to pitch to the plate is down low, below the knees, a ball and no strikes. Reds with two outs here, trying to get their second run home, leading 1-0 over the Broncos here in the second inning in Eden. Johnson, who works very quickly, comes back, and that pitch bounced up over the mound. Does that get through? It does. Into center field for a base hit. Here comes Cade Gentry. He'll score without a problem. It's an RBI single for Benny Richter. He continues to hit the baseball.
That'll bring to the plate center fielder number one.
So the Reds open a 2-0 advantage here. And here comes Jaden Stone now. Benny Richter, a couple of stolen bases this year. The Reds have two today, gives them 13 as a team on the year. There it goes, Ben. Here's the throw down to second base, and it's not going to be in time. Aaron Rios just kind of digging at his arm right there. He bounced that one to second base. So third stolen base of the game. The Reds, I think, have it in their mind they're going to run today. About three steals a game coming in. They've got three already. We're in the second inning. Pitch on the way to Stoney is up. It's a ball and one strike to Jaden Stone. Actually, 2-0, and the pitch is in for a strike. So 2-1 to Jaden here. Two outs. Reds lead 2-0 here in the second inning. Trying to go to 5-0 this year and 4-0 in the Patriot League with a win. That one just missed inside. Tried to get him to offer it an inside pitch and didn't go. Three balls and a strike here. Two runs, two hits for the Reds. No runs, two hits for the Broncos. Pitch to Stone is up and in ball four. So now you have two on, and here comes Walker Martin.
That'll bring to the plate shortstop, number 16.
Those are words any pitcher doesn't want to hear. Runners on, and an SEC commit coming up to the plate here. Walker walked his first time. So a couple of base hits and a walk in the inning here for the Reds. Ryder True out on deck if they get there. See what he does with Martin. Pitch down low. Good block by Rios back behind the dish. Keeps the runners at bay. It's a ball and no strikes. Reds will have a kind of a mismatch next week. Liberty Common not likely to beat the Reds. They'll have them home and home next week. Then things get a little tough because then you start getting the likes of Sterling and University and Rez Christian in the mix. That one's up and out. Two balls and no strikes here to Walker Martin. Committed as a sophomore to Arkansas. That's a long wait for your prospective run in college sports. I can't believe he's got to come back next year. He's only a senior next year. Going to start on the football team at quarterback, play basketball for Dean Grable's team, I think. And, of course, he'll be back on the field for Todd Hernandez as a senior. What an athlete, what a campaign. Just kind of the kind of guy, and you know, everybody knows an athlete like this. He can pick up any kind of ball and probably be great at it. That one's in for a strike right there. Two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 to Walker. Second inning, two outs. Deuces wild here at Eden. 2-0 baseball game. Here's the pitch down low. So he goes full. Three balls, two strikes now. This is a tough spot for a sophomore pitcher. Two on. You got one of the best hitters in the state at the plate. And you're down three balls, two strikes. Nowhere to put him. Walker Martin rips one here. You've got a completely different baseball game. 2-0 right now. Payoff pitch from Howdy. Swing and a foul ball left side. That'll get back out of play. So he stays 3-2 here. How far can Howdy Johnson go? 5 2/3 innings so far this year. So you wonder. A lot of coaches early in the season have their pitchers on pitch counts. 3-2 pitch to the plate is low. Ball four. Didn't miss by a ton. Howdy kind of wanted that one. Look at him on the mound right now, kind of chirping. So bases loaded for the Reds here, two outs. And now we get down to a very big batter early in this game. Here's Ryder True. True came in 3 for 10, a double, 5 ribbies. Aboard on an error first time, but here's a big batter in this game. Pitch is up and out. It's a ball and no strikes. Ryder would love to put up the first dinger of the year for the Reds. Maybe he can do it right here. One ball, no strikes. Johnson at the belt. Bases full, and the pitch down low. 2-0 now. And now Ryder's licking his chops. 2-0, bases loaded. You know you're going to get something to hit here. Tate Smith, the DH, out on deck for the Reds here. Two outs in the second, 2-0 Reds. To the plate, swing and a drive foul off on the right-hand side. So certainly the green light, 2-0. Now it's two balls and a strike to Ryder True. Johnson set to go again, two balls and a strike. The pitch is ripped. Third base side down the line. That means runs. Here comes one run in. Richter scores. Right behind him is Jaden Stone. A two-run double for Ryder True, and the Reds lead 4-0. For Ryder True, RBIs number 6 and 7. Walker Martin goes over to third, and we're not done yet. Eighth hitter of the inning, Tate Smith coming to the plate for the Reds here. 4-0 Reds here in the second inning off a 17-0 win on Thursday. And now the bat's starting to warm up. Howdy Johnson, who has looked terrific so far. Yeah, just as I say that, he plunks him. So Tate Smith's going to go to first base. Now the wheel's starting to come off a little bit for Howdy. He was throwing some really good pitches against the Reds, but that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 batters in a row that have reached base. A single, a double, 2 walks, and a hit batter. All right, now one of the best two-out hitters in the state, Dirk Duncan's going to jump in. 4-0 for the Reds. The pitch to Dirk is ripped up the middle, base hit. Thank you for making me a profit. One run is in. Here comes a runner around third. That's Ryder True, who's going to score as well. And the Reds lead 6-0 now on a Dirk Duncan two-run single. Tate Smith stops at second base.
First baseman number 17, Garrett Garrison.
For Dirk Duncan, RBIs 5 and 6 so far this year for the Reds. 6-0 here in the second inning. And now this game getting a little bit more like we thought what it might be. A young, kind of inexperienced Bronco team against the state champs. And the pitch fouled back behind us. It'll be no balls in the strike here to the 10th hitter of the inning. Garrett Garrison led things off by striking out. So big chance for the big kid to get another hit here. 6 runs, 4 hits for the Reds. All those hits, all but one run here in the inning. Ground ball, third base. He'll stay fair, going to the bag as Hudson Flemmer felt the freshman, and that's the inning for the Reds. But the Reds do come up with 5 runs on 4 hits. We'll head to the third inning here in Eaton. Reds 6, Broncos 0. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We head to the third inning out here at Eaton High School. If you didn't feel like it was baseball time, baseball weather, baseball moments, you do now because you've got Sweet Caroline in the background. Man, love that. Where did that start? Did Neil Diamond, I mean, did it start in Boston? That's what I always saw. At Fenway Park, they used to play this song in the seventh inning all the time, seventh inning stretch. But it's gotten to be a big number at high school parks, at college parks, at, you know, pro stadiums. Oh, Sweet Caroline means baseball. Great day for baseball out here. The sun's shining, probably in the mid-60s out here. Mitch Haythorn set to go again in the third inning, and the sophomore deals a strike at the letters. No balls, 1 strike. Preston Hofer, Howdy Johnson, Avery Valenciano. Top of the order here for the Bronx in the third inning. Mitch comes back in the pitch. And the fastball missed away. It might have come with a little bit of a break on that one. 1-1 here. Couple of hits for the Broncos. They hit a couple of hard baseballs in the second inning. Dade Gomez, Aaron Rios with singles. This one waved at and missed. Well, I tell you what, it's hard to catch up with Mitch's fastball when it's high and tight. Just hard to get around on it. 1-2. Mitch comes back. The 1-2. Did he get him to bite? That's a terrific pitch. A 1-2. Really nothing that Preston Hofer could do with that. I take it back. We're talking Zach Wymura here. Come on, Clark. Get in the game. Here's the pitch. He missed it outside. Wymura at the 9-hole. Then Hofer and Johnson. Wymura, the point guard for the Broncos on the basketball team. Terrific basketball player. Here's the pitch. Outside corner. Got him looking. That was a beauty. Mitch's fourth make it, his fifth strikeout, but that's three in a row. He got Flummer, Felt, and Edstrom to end the second inning. Gets Wymura to lead off the third, and Preston Hofer, one of the five strikeout victims today by Haythorne, is going to jump into the batter's box here. Mitch comes back in the pitch, swinging a ground ball just right of the mound. Couldn't get it. In to pick it up, Benny Richter, and he can't make a play. That's going to be an infield hit, I think. Looked like Mitch might be able to make the play off the hill. It escaped his glove. And then Benny Richter came in. Looked like he might have a play, but it bounced up over his glove. They're going to call that an error on Ben. I don't know, but Hofer's aboard there. That would be a tough play no matter what. Howdy Johnson going to step in now, try to help himself. Hofer over at first base. Haythorne looks at the runner. Mitch comes to the plate, and the pitch is in the dirt. Blocked by Gunnar Duncan. That's a nice play by Gunnar Duncan. Little bit of Darcy Kemper there for Gunnar Duncan, getting over to make a save. One ball, no strikes here. Third inning, 6-0 Reds. A five-run second inning has put this one where the Broncos are going to need to do some work. Pitch waved at and missed. Took a little bit off of that upstairs. So a ball and a strike to Howdy. He bounced out to the first baseman his first time, 0-1 on the day. Hofer gets a lead over at first there. Here's the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. So it's a ball and two strikes now. Reds outfield again, shades Howdy Johnson to the right side. Jaden Stone kind of in right center. Fastball up and in. Two balls, two strikes here. One out in the third inning. Everybody, Hayden Vigoria in left, Ryder True in right, and of course Jaden Stone, everybody shaded right here. Haythorne's got great velocity today. Pitch on the way. Big breaking ball, got him. That one toyed with up and out, and he got them both, a strikeout looking. Sixth K for Mitch.
That'll bring up number two, Avery Valenciano.
So nine outs so far. I take that back, eight outs. That's that Fresno State math. Eight outs in the game so far. That pitch down low, tried to nip the outside corner. It's 1-0. Six of the eight have been strikeouts. Howdy Johnson grounded out. So did Avery Valenciano. So nothing out of the infield except for the base hits, of course. Two of them and an error here in the inning. Pitch in for a strike. One ball, one strike. Two outs here in the Bronco third. 6-0 Reds. At the belt here is Mitch Haythorne. Sophomore is going to look and go 1-1 to the plate. Swinging a ground ball to second. Benny Richter is going to go across to first. That'll do it. Broncos gone in the third inning without a hit. There was an error in the inning, but Richter makes up for it right there. We'll head to the bottom of the third inning and Eaton 6-0 Reds. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Leo here, and my friends call me the wise guy. Why am I the wise guy? For many reasons, but one of those reasons is the fact that I go to McCarty's Grill at the Eaton Country Club for damn good food. From the prime rib special Thursday through Sunday to the salad bar that is second to none. Told my friends McCarty's is open to the public, and now they are wise guys too.
Leo, are you doing that voice again, man? Knock it off. You're from Greeley.
Okay, so I'm not a wise guy, but I know a wise decision when I see one. Visit McCarty's at the Eaton Country Club.
Hi, this is Tara Norris Rasmussen, owner and publisher of Greeley Lifestyle Magazine. Our publication is community-focused and connects the residents to the people, places, and things that make Greeley special. We're inspired by the unique atmosphere our city has, and we highlight the most positive aspects of living here. From locally owned businesses to inspirational residents, our pages will be your guide. Let our publication become your community hub. Check out our most recent issues and our incredible business partners at citylifestyle.com/Greeley.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFK.
Welcome back here to Eaton High School, our Saturday Preps Radio game of the week. 6-0 Reds over the Platte Valley Broncos. Stone's throw from my favorite restaurant here in Eaton. It's A&W. Love the fact that I can get my A&W food from Eaton now. I can get it sent to my house. Uber Eats. Dial up Uber Eats for A&W in Eaton. Check out the Sweet Tide Chili Dipping Sauce they've got and the 2-for-6 menu. Off the Hook Original Bacon Cheeseburger, the Papa Burger Single, Hand-Breaded Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Double Cheeseburger. All of it for my good friends at A&W in Eaton. All right, Howdy Johnson set to go in the second inning. Delivers a ball here. Reds will have Mitch Haythorn, Gunnar Duncan, and Ben Richter. Pitch to Mitch is fisted down to second base. That's third base, Clark. That's going to go foul. Little dribbler up the line that went foul. Mitch will come back and get another chance here. Haythorn base hit, a stolen base, a run scored in the second inning. In control on the mound for the Reds right now. Mitch 3-for-8 coming in, so make him 4-for-9 on this season so far for the Reds. Pitch here, ground ball right side, right to the first baseman. Big hop for Gabe Medina, and the big junior will go to the bag with it. So one away, and Gunnar Duncan will come to the plate for the Reds here. Duncan bounced out his first time, hit one down to shortstop that Dade Gomez took care of. Third inning, 6-0 for the Reds. They're averaging 13 runs a game this year and giving up less than 3 runs a game. That's the number one team in the conference scoring, and it hit him. Did it hit him, or did he get a... No, it didn't. Just missed to the backstop. I thought maybe it nicked Gunner on that one. No. He still stands at the plate. One ball, no strikes here. Flummer, Felton, Gomez, left side of the infield. Guaymira, Medina on the right side. That one bounces to the backstop. It's Edstrom, Hofer, and Gross in the outfield left to right. Aaron Rios, the senior, back behind the dish. And sophomore Howdy Johnson started strong, but then kind of faltered in the second inning. That pitch is way up, 3-0. So with one out here, in danger of putting Gunnar Duncan aboard, Benny Richter is out on deck here for the Reds. Howdy comes back, and the 3-0 is low, ball four.
Duncan throws the base on balls.
So Duncan aboard, one on, one out for the Reds here in the third inning, and Ben Richter, RBI single his last time up. We're in the third inning, and Benny's hit for the third time here coming up now.
Runner for the catcher at first base, number 22, Austin Martinez.
So for the Reds.
Now hitting for the Reds, second baseman number 4, Ben Richter.
Austin Martinez is a junior. He is your courtesy runner here for Gunnar Duncan, the catcher. So Martinez at first, Reds lead 6-0, one out, one on. And Ben Richter is at the plate. Pitch to Richter, fouled away at the dish. No balls and a strike now to Ben. 10-for-17 for Ben Richter so far this year. 6 RBIs. He has that one today here. The RBI single last inning in the second inning. There goes the runner. Pitch down low, and it got away all the way to the backstop. Is he going to go for third? Yeah, he's coming to third. Here's the throw. Nope, Rios is going to hold the baseball. Probably a smart thing. But all the way to third base goes Austin Martinez. That's the speed you see from Martinez on Zach Lemon's football team, one of the talented wide receivers for Zach's team. The Reds state champ. Well, there's state champions everywhere, doesn't it seem like? Here's a drive to center field. Going back is Preston Hofer. He'll reach up and make the grab, but the runner will score from third. Second sack fly for the Reds today. And this one has been Richter getting it done. So two down, RBI number two in the game, and number seven on the year for Ben Richter. 7-0 Reds. And Jaden Stone with two outs, nobody on, steps in here for the Reds. Johnson deals right down Main Street for a strike, 0-1. Johnson set to go again, comes back, and Howdy's pitch on the way to Stoney is outside. A ball and a strike here. No runs, two hits, one error for the Broncos. The Reds, 7 runs, 4 hits, one error. That's your CNH Solutions scoring summary. Johnson back in the pitch down the left field line. That's going to get out of play here. So it'll be a ball and two strikes. CNH Solutions, your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. They provide several services from aggregated CAD and engineering, custom farming, fabrication, logistics, and midstream services. Been in business since 2008, serving their customers' needs in Colorado and the surrounding areas. Call them today. Let them know how they can help you. It is CNH Solutions, 834-2247. Reaching out and staying alive again is Jaden Stone as he pounds it foul left side. And it is still a ball and two strikes. Johnson comes back, 1-2 pitch, and again fouled away left side. Jaden Stone's using up the baseballs here. Gives us a chance to pause 10 seconds right now for stations to identify themselves here on Preps Radio.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary, weekdays at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
All right, while we were at our station ID there, Stoney hit another foul ball, and now he hits one to second base. Coming over to make the play in the soft liner is Zach Wymira. Reds gone in the third inning. They come up with a run, no hits in the inning. We will head to the fourth inning out here in Eaton. It is 7-0 Reds in front of the Broncos. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
Trinity Lutheran Church invites you to join us for Lent services every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. in person. You can also live stream the service on Facebook at 10 a.m. Shake off the wintertime blues and prepare your heart for the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Trinity Lutheran Church, 3035th Avenue, across from the Home Depot.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Let's move along. Fourth inning of play here at Eaton High School. Preps Radio game of the week here on a beautiful Saturday in Eaton. Got a kind of a soft breeze. I'm guessing we're in the low 60s out here today. I think I looked and it said maybe in the afternoon we get to approach 70 today on the scorecard, but we'll see. Little bits of cloud looking around things, especially to the west out there. A lot of cloud cover towards Fort Collins. That is my impression of Cody Wilson right there. All right, here we go. Fourth inning. Broncos, and the first pitch by Haythorne bounces to the backstop. It's a ball and no strikes here. Gabe Medina struck out his first time, then Dade Gomez and Aaron Rios. Gomez and Rios, the two Bronco hits today. Pitch here, fastball outside corner for a strike. Boy, that umpire likes to call that pitch on that corner of the plate. Even against lefties, he's dialing it up inside. Here's the 1-1 by Mitch, way high. Just uncorked a fastball that time, and arm came down, ball came up. Two balls and a strike here. Mitch looking for his second win of the year. Comes back in the pitch off the hands, fouled against the screen here. So two balls and two strikes. Broncos will play next on Tuesday at Ford Lupton. Non-conference game for them out there. Two balls, two strikes. Top half of the fourth inning, 7-0 Reds. Fastball away, but took something off of it. Maybe came with a bit of a hook there. 3-2. A slider of sorts, I would say. 3-2. Mitch comes back. Sophomore's 3-2 pitch. Hit hard, but foul outside of first base. Garrett Gerritsen, the big sophomore down there at first, had a look, but out of his reach and squirted foul down the line. 3-2. Mitch comes back, 3-2, again reaching out and spoiling it, is Gabe Medina. Six strikeouts for Haythorne in the ballgame, not a single walk for Mitch today. 3-2 here. So for Mitch coming into the fourth, 10 innings so far, he's given up five hits and just four walks, so that that whip jumps below one, which in high school baseball is fantastic. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Beautiful offering that time by Haythorne. A breaking ball outside, and he got Medina to chase it. So one gone here in the fourth inning, and Dade Gomez will come to the plate. Gomez, hard line drive between short and third last time. Base hit. One of the two Bronco hits in the ballgame. Aaron Rios on deck has the other one. So one out, and here comes Dade. Mitch comes to the plate and bounces it up there. Good play by Gunnar Duncan to backhanded, a glove save by the, what I call, I'm going to start calling him Darcy Kemper back there. One ball, no strikes. Haythorne comes back, the sophomore deals, and it's popped up. Right side, does it stay in? No, it doesn't. Behind us, actually. About 20 feet from us right here. I didn't bring my glove today. That one goes foul, so you're a ball and a strike here with one out in the Bronco fourth inning. The Reds are running the first, five in the second, one in the third. Broncos looking to get on the board here in the fourth, 7-0. Mitch comes back, 1-1 pitch, big breaking ball. Ooh, that was a beauty. Looked like it might have bit the outside corner, didn't get the call. Two balls and a strike here. Same kind of pitch that he struck Medina out. Here he goes, 2-1 to the plate. Now another breaking ball stays up this time. 3-1. Three balls and a strike. One out here in the fourth for the Broncos. Platte Valley 0-5, 0-4 in the Patriot League. Fastball outside corner, beautiful pitch. It's three balls and two strikes. Both pitchers getting that corner. That's that outside corner of the right-handed hitter. 3-2 to the plate. Did he get him to go? Yes, he did. Another good breaking ball by Haythorne. Got him to offer at it and a check swing strikeout there. So two gone.
That'll bring up number nine, Aaron Rios.
Eight strikeouts now. And 11 outs recorded by Haythorne. Eight of them through K's. Here's the pitch. And it's hit, popped up in the infield. Shortstop Walker Martin right in the middle of the infield dirt. Puts it away, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Mitch Haythorne and the Reds. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning out here in Eaton. It's the Reds 7, the Broncos nothing. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th. This iconic event will feature award-winning PRCA Pro Rodeos, concerts, demolition derby, the carnival, and plenty of family fun. The music lineup includes the great Brad Paisley, John Party, rock legend Stone Temple Pilots, plus Cole Swindell, Jordan Davis, and Jeremy Camp. Get your tickets now at GreeleyStampede.org or call 356-7787.
No matter what our individual hopes and dreams, a community is all about what we've got in common. But a bank that's truly dedicated to the community, that's not all that common. At FMS Bank, we don't just work here, we live here. That means our focus is on the families and businesses of Northern Colorado Front Range. We're not just here for you when you need us, we're in this together. Visit us at fmsbank.com/KFKA. FMS Bank, investing in what matters. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's go to the bottom of the fourth inning, the fourth inning stretch. That's brought to you, of course, by Mike Leffler and Goosehead Insurance. Integrity and honesty, look them up. It's that simple when working with Mike. Look them up on Facebook at Mike Leffler, Goosehead Insurance. The Goosehead difference also means using their digital platform to receive auto and home quotes in less than 5 minutes. Call Mike Leffler with Goosehead Insurance at 970-449-0286. If you're an Eaton sports fan, you know the Leffler name, Anna Leffler. Boy, what a career she had in basketball out at Eaton. And Sydney Leffler, who was a fantastic volleyball player at Eaton. She's out at, she's down at Mesa, and I believe that Anna's joining her next year. So, good stuff. The Lefflers, Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. Look them up, folks. Anybody can get you insurance. It's about the experience. It's about Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. Bottom of the fourth for the Reds here. Walker Martin opens things up. Ryder True, Tate Smith for the defending state champs against Howdy Johnson. And the pitch fouled left side. That's where Jaden Stone hit 114 foul balls earlier today. And now we'll see if we have enough baseballs to continue. One ball, one strike here. Last of the fourth inning. Broncos staying in it a little bit today. 17-0 on Thursday. This one fouled back against the screen. So a ball and two strikes. Howdy's still bringing it. It is a chore when a pitcher, any pitcher, has to go up against the Reds. But for a sophomore who's trying to find his way, it's a tough day. But Howdy Johnson's made some really good pitches today. This one swung and driven right up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Goes to the gap in left center field. Walker's around first, headed for second. The throw into the bag is cut off, and Walker Martin has a stand-up double to open the fourth inning for the Reds. So the Arkansas commit stands at second base now. Spent a couple days, three games, as a matter of fact, out in Arkansas with UNC baseball earlier in my career here at KFKA. Talk about a place that does it right. You go to Arkansas for a baseball game, that's major college baseball. Big crowds, and boy, if you're playing an SEC game out there, holy cow, that's good stuff. And then they have the coolest song leaders and cheerleaders that are up on the dugout most of the game. It's a cool place, there's no doubt it. We may have a pitching change here. In fact, we do. Pitching change, let's take a little break right now. We'll come back in a moment. Broncos will go to the bullpen here. That's it for Howdy Johnson. We'll get his numbers when we come back. Reds with a runner at second here in the fourth inning, leading 7-0. We'll take a pitching timeout, come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9.
Dr. Deirdre Filch, Superintendent, Greeley Evans School District 6.
Our teachers are tired, but they're stepping up to make this happen for our students.
Jared Files, CDOT Region 4 Communications Manager.
We've had a lot more fatalities, especially fatalities per accident, than in the past.
Dr. Andy Feinstein is president of the University of Northern Colorado.
The best predictor of student success at UNC is grade point average, not on standardized tests.
Weld County Commissioner Scott James.
It is all about properly exerted authority.
Kevin Carr, Fat Guys of the Movies.
It's a big testosterone, big dumb stupid shoot 'em up zombie movie.
Every weekday morning, Gail Fallon has your news.
What a great show it's going
to
be.
Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, we've got a pitcher in for the Broncos, but I don't have a 13 on my roster. Let me go figure out who this is. I'm going to have to ask somebody on live radio here.
Who's the pitcher? Do you guys know? Not on my roster.
All right, maybe we'll get an offer. This is high school baseball, I get it. Do not have a 13 on the roster for the Platte Valley Broncos, but we've got a 13 pitching right now. And we'll find out. We'll figure it out.
Right to the number 28, Ryder True.
I don't know if Steve Longwell, our PA announcer, the AD at Eaton, announced the pitcher coming in, but we'll have to figure out who this is. Ryder True is going to come to the plate here. Boyce Cushman, this could be Boyce, sophomore. He's a 14 on the roster I've got. But you know how rosters change sometimes at the high school level, so we'll see. Take a run over to the Platte Valley dugout after this and see if that's indeed who it is. Hit off the fist to shortstop. Martin's going to go to third. Up with it is Gomez to first, and that's a good play by Dade Gomez. And there's one away. Walker Martin goes down to third base, and Tate Smith will come to the plate here for the Reds. If it is Boyce Cushman, the sophomore, looks like a young kid out there, 5'10", 140 pounds. Going to look down the line here for Cushman. Yeah, he's thrown five innings so far, giving up just one hit. Pitch here, ground ball to shortstop again. Gomez backs it up. Long throw going to be in the dirt and dug out by Gabe Medina. It's a good dig out, and it's an RBI on the ground out. 8-0 for the Reds now. So RBI for Tate Smith, his second one here today at that sack fly in the first inning. So two down, and Dirk Duncan will stand in for the Reds here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Dirkster struck out in the first, then singled. Two-run single in the second inning. He took it right on cue. I said this is one of the best two-out hitters in the state, and he simply hit a two-out single right back up the middle then. First pitch in for a strike here, 0-1 to Dirk. Cushman comes back and misses outside. Took something off of it that time. And it dips low and away, so a ball and a strike here. Garrett Gerritsen, the sophomore first baseman, out on deck here for the Reds. Two outs, last of the fourth, 8-0 Eaton. Pitch down low there, squirted between the legs of Aaron Rios. So two balls and a strike here. Reds looking for their fifth win of the year, fourth in the Patriot League. Comes off speed, and it's popped up. Second base, shallow right field. Zach Wymura on the outfield grass makes the catch, and the Reds are done in the fourth inning. One run, one hit, a double by Walker Martin. He scores on the Tate Smith ground out. We go to the fifth inning here in Eaton. 8-0 Reds, this timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Head to the fifth inning here. Broncos going to come up. Ben Richter is coming out to pitch now. I didn't know Ben Richter pitches. But the Reds' leading hitter this year, coming from second base to the mound. Let's see who's going to be back out at second base here for the Reds. And that's going to be Bryce Smith. So Smith goes to second. Bryce Smith at second base is a senior. And let's see, Benny Richter. I think we're going to turn to the pitching stats and see Ben Richter's not thrown a pitch this year, and that is true. So Richter in. Reds leading 8-0 here in the fifth inning. Top half. If the Broncos do not score here and the Reds can pick up two in the bottom of the fifth, we're done. Hudson Flummerfelt, the freshman third baseman, will open things up here against Richter. Benny kicks and deals. First pitch on the way right down Main Street, and it's popped up right side of the infield. First baseman, that's going to be Jared McCormick, has moved into first base. So one out. So Garrettson's out. McCormick is in at first. And there's one gone for the Broncos here in the fifth inning. Reds look the same everywhere else, at least. I don't think there's any other changes. Here's the look in the pitch, and that one missed away. So for the Reds defensively now, you've got Duncan and Martin still left side of the infield. Bryce Smith and Jared McCormick on the right. Vigorias, Stone, and True in the outfield. This one's popped up. Jared McCormick on his horse, right side in foul grounds, can't get there. So it will be a ball and a strike here, and Braylon Edstrom, terrific multi-sport athlete, just a sophomore for the Broncos. We'll come back and try it again. Struck out his first time in the second inning. So for Mitch Haythorn, close the book on Mitch. That one missed away with a breaking ball there, so it is 2-1. What did we go? 4 innings today for Mitch. 8 strikeouts, no walks. Gave up just 2 hits and pitched a shutout. Here's a ground ball to shortstop. Walker Martin, 2 hops. Going to go across to first in time for the out, and there's 2 away. So 2 gone for the Broncos in the 5th inning. And Zach Wymira, the 9-hole hitter, will come up here for the Broncos. The Reds have their eyes on 2 runs in the bottom of this inning, and they can walk off with a 5-inning shortened game here. Mercy rule in high school baseball now. Here's the look in the pitch. That one down in the dirt. A ball and no strikes. Mercy rule in high school baseball is 20-run lead after 3, which very seldom do you see. Then it's 15 after 4 and, of course, 10 after 5. Comes back and the pitch fouled away against the screen, so it's a ball and a strike here. Reds will have 7, 8, and 9. Probably Gerritsen's out, so you probably have McCormick in that spot. You got Bryce Smith in the lineup, too, so we'll see where they go with that. Pitch here, breaking ball up by Ben Richter. So one ball, or rather 2 balls and 1 strike. 2 outs, top of the 5th, 8-0 Reds. Pitch here, outside corner with a fastball, a beauty. So 2-2 for Richter. Ben comes back, 2-2 breaking ball stays up. 3, Benny was walking off the hill. So was Dirk Duncan. The Reds in unison go, oh, really? We got to keep going. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Richter comes back, 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit over third base into left field. Base hit. In to pick it up is Hayden Vigoria. So Zach Wymira, a base hit. It's the 3rd Bronco hit of the day. And Preston Hofer will come to the plate here. Yeah, boy, I gave Hofer the benefit of the doubt. I said he was 5'8", a buck 35, I think I said. They got him a buck 25 in the program. He's a slight kid. This one fouled away left side out of play. Strong wind comes up. It'll blow Hofer down the road. It is no balls and a strike here. 2 outs in the 5th for the Broncos, trailing 8-0. Shutout 17-0 on Thursday. So against the Reds, I think the Broncos have seen enough. Here's the 0-1 pitch inside, outside corner for a strike there. Good breaking ball by Benny Richter. And it is a no ball, 2-strike account now. Strike away from getting to the dugout, putting a 2-spot on the board for the Reds, and we're done. Here's the pitch to the backstop. Back to pick it up here is Gunnar Duncan and the runner down to second base.
Wymira over to second on the play.
So no balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, runner down at second. Preston Hofer trying to get the first Bronco run of the game home here. Pitch to the plate again. That one gets away. Duncan, he's going to throw down to third base, runner on the move, and he's safe at third. So a couple of wild pitches there. Good backhand try by Gunnar Duncan that time and made a good throw. Had to go pick up the ball. By that time, it was a close play at third. All right, 2-2. See if Richter can get the third strike here. Benny comes back. Struck him out with a breaking ball. Big pitch by Ben Richter. We'll go to the bottom of the 5th. Reds need 2 to end this thing. See if they get it when we come back. 8-0. Reds in front. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th. This iconic event will feature award-winning PRCA Pro Rodeos, concerts, demolition derby, the carnival, and plenty of family fun. The music lineup includes the great Brad Paisley, John Party, rock legend Stone Temple Pilots, plus Cole Swindell, Jordan Davis, and Jeremy Camp. Get your tickets now at GreeleyStampede.org or call 356-7787.
Life's pressures are ever-changing. Caring for our mental health is no longer optional. It's necessary. At North Range Behavioral Health, Counselors are available in person or online. The choice is yours. Their caring staff understands the challenges Weld County is facing, and they are ready to help. Call 970-347-2120. That's 970-347-2120 to learn about North Range Behavioral Health's network of support. That's North Range Behavioral Health.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
All right, we'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Eden. Reds lead 8-0. Mercy roll inside if they can get a couple right here. Todd Hernandez team looking to go to 5-0 on the year, try to go to 4-0 in the Patriot League. Wins against Mountain View, a sweep of the Brush Beat Diggers. The win against the Broncos on Thursday, and now trying to make it a sweep against the Broncos as well. All right, Jared McCormick going to stand in here for the Reds. So McCormick he'll lead things off here. Deals, and the pitch is roped down the right field line. Can he get there? No, that's a fair ball. No, or is it foul? It did go foul. Boy, it didn't miss by much. I didn't see the umpire make any kind of a movement on that. And I thought it was pretty close to the line, but out there in right field. Adam Gross says, I need timeout. My shoe's gone. So they're going to go stop play for him. So McCormick will come back and try it again. Jared on the year, 2-for-7. A double and a run batted in. Looking the pitch to McCormick here, and that one down low in the dirt. And it's a ball and a strike here. Reds batting, bottom of the fifth inning. 8-0 advantage here against the Broncos. Used to be able to go on Max Preps. I haven't found it. Put the new site up there for Max Preps. Here's a base hit to center field. McCormick just reaches out and ropes it to center. But I was looking for archived old stuff. How many games, you know, teams have won against each other.
Now hitting for the Reds, second baseman number 3, Bryce Smith.
But that only goes back to 90, well, what does it go back to now? 2004 or so. It's been a long, 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 long time since the Broncos have beaten the Reds. Throw over to first base, and the runner back in there. Bryce Smith for the Reds stands in. McCormick away from the bag at first, pitch to the plate. It was on the other side of Smith. He didn't move, and that ball went to the backside of him. Aaron Rios just stepped out and made the grab. All right, McCormick a lead at first, pitch to the plate. That's hit to short. Dade Gomez going to hit it. Did he grab it on a fly? He did. He went to his shoe tops to make the play. One away.
One out in the inning.
So one out.
Now hitting the catcher number 11.
Gunnar Duncan will step to the plate here for the Reds. 8 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Reds. It's not been a big offensive day for the Reds, really. No runs, 3 hits, 1 error for the Broncos. That your CNH Solutions scoring summary. Pitch to the plate, and Duncan takes a strike. Gunner grounded out and walked and scored. So 0-for-1 today. Set to go again. No balls and a strike. Comes to the plate, and Duncan takes up in the zone. So it is a ball and a strike here. Reds have more hitters. It looks like Ben Richter is going to come out of the lineup. Pitch on the way here, and that one hit to center field. Coming in a hurry is Hofer. Does he get there? He does, and Preston makes the grab.
Duncan flies out to short center for the
second out. So two gone. And for the Reds, Austin Martinez will hit.
Now hitting number 22, Austin Martinez.
So Martinez hits in Richter's place here in the fifth inning. Looks like we got a sixth inning in us. Our producer, Michael Kirkpatrick's going to love that. Here's the pitch to the plate. If not, you get out to one of these games, and a producer back in the station's got to go to do all kinds of work to get what would have been baseball time in a Mercy Rule game. But now we can relax a little bit. We're going to go to the sixth, it looks like. Two outs here, unless maybe Martinez goes deep here, and then we're done. That one's inside. Two outs here in the Reds' fifth inning. The home have 8-0 Eaton. Defending state champs trying to shut out the Broncos for the second time this week. That one to the backstop. Runner will go to second base here. So wild pitch gets McCormick to second base. So Jared, after his base hit to lead off the fifth inning, stands at second with two outs now. And Martinez back up to the plate now. Two balls and a strike. Two outs here in the fifth. Comes to the plate. The pitch waved at and missed. Tied him up inside that time. It's two balls, two strikes here. Set to go again. Look back at McCormick at second base. Deals the plate. That one up over the head of Austin Martinez. And now it's full. Three balls and two strikes. Lucas Stone is out on deck. That would be apropos. He'd be hitting for his brother, and he is going to hit because that's a walk to Martinez. So now Lucas Stone will come up. Lucas just a sophomore here. Gotten anything for Stoney? A 1-for-2 for the junior Stone so far this year, and a run scored. So does have a base hit, and now runners at first and second for the Reds with two outs, and Stoney's going to come to the plate. The junior Stoney. 8 runs, 6 hits for the Reds, no runs, 3 hits for the Broncos. Pitch to Lucas Stone, that's on the outside corner for a strike. If the Broncos get to hit in the sixth inning, they'll have 2, 3, and 4. Trying to plate their first runner of the ballgame. 8-0 Reds here in the fifth. Pitch on the way, and he missed it down low. And you go a ball and a strike here with two outs. Walker Martin is out on deck for the Reds here. All right, 1-1 with two outs, and the pitch to Lucas Stone missed. It is 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, now your mercy rule comes back into play, because if he walks here, you've got Walker Martin coming up with just needing a base hit. 2-1 to the plate, 3-1 outside. So Lucas Stone, he's gone the distance to him here. 3 balls, 1 strike. Runners will get a little bit of a start here, 3-1. At the belt, 3-1 comes to Lucas Stone, and that pitch is a ground ball to second base. Wymura is going to pick it up, falls to his feet, now stands up and throws him out, and we head to the sixth inning. Going to the sixth and Eaton, 8-0 Reds in front. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
If you are lucky enough to call Northern Colorado home, then you know what makes it so special isn't the vibrant orange sunsets or the long summer days. It's the people, friends, family, and neighbors who make this community great. My name is Taylor Myers with Taylor Made Legal Services here in Greeley, where my family has lived for over 4 generations. When you run into legal trouble, you want someone you can trust, someone who cares about the outcome of your case. Call me to set up a free 30-minute phone consultation, 970-939-8366.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Get going. Sixth inning out here in Eaton. 8-0 Reds. Cody Resnick is the pitcher. That's what we were told for the Broncos. So a sophomore who was playing JV ball. That's why he's not on a roster. All right. Howdy Johnson going to open things up for the Broncos here in the sixth against Ben Richter. Benny in his first innings this year. I don't remember Ben Richter throwing a pitch last year either. This one bounces up there. Maybe that's Todd Hernandez saying, hey, 8-0. We got, what do we get, 4 innings out of Mitch Haythorn today. So enough for Mitch as he pitched really well. Mitch gave up just 2 hits. I think he struck out 8 in the baseball game. That pitch in for a strike there. So 1-2. Howdy Johnson 0-2, bounced out and struck out. Avery Valenciano out on deck, reaching out and just popping that one. It's going to go foul. Let it go foul. And Gunnar Duncan picks it up. But Benny Richter laying out for that, and that's a ball where Gunnar's got to be saying, stay away from that, because there's no way you're going to make a play on it. Unless he just lays out and catches the pop fly. But as that ball hit the turf, you just, for a Red fan, you just hoped it went foul. All right, 1-2. Howdy back in. Richter deals. Off-speed pitch is fouled behind us. And it stays a ball and 2 here. Reds in the sixth inning will have the heart of the lineup. Martin, True, and Smith. 8-0 advantage. Reds weren't able to get to the magic 10 spot so far today. That one down low in the dirt. So 2-2 here. Dirk Duncan left side of the infield. Walker Martin is at shortstop. Dirk's at third. Walker's at second. Or at short, I should say. Bryce Smith at second. Jared McCormick's over at first now. Vigoria, Stone, and True. Gunnar Duncan. Why do I feel like... That's not right or true anymore. It's not. It's is that Cade Gentry out there? Might be in right field. All right, here we go. 3-2. Richter walked him here. So the leadoff hitter, Howdy Johnson. That's a good at-bat for him.
Johnson draws the walk.
Number of pitches to him. 7 pitches, I think, to Howdy right there. He's at first base, and Avery Valenciano will come to the plate. Well, this one looks like we might get 7 innings today. 4-inning game on Thursday, 17-0 for the Reds winning that one. The Reds scored 5 in the first, 7 in the second, and 4 in the fourth. A single run in the third to make 17 in 4 innings. That pitch missed away. Bluff down to first base by Gunnar Duncan drives the runner back. All right, Howdy Johnson a lead over at first. Valenciano waits. Richter trying to go to him. A ball and no strikes. Benny Deals waved at and missed. So it's a ball and a strike here for the Reds, who are going to go move to 5-0 on the year here. Broncos have dropped to 0-6 unless the sky falls in here in Eaton. 1-1. Richter comes back, missed it away. The runner will go. Throw down to second base is tipped off the glove of Walker Martin into shallow right field. That's Hayden Vigoria, who's now in right. Maybe who... It's Vigoria in right and Lucas Stone in left now. So Hayden went all the way over there. All right, set to go again here with a runner that's now at third base. And the pitch is driven to right center field. That's a gapper. Coming over is Jaden Stone in the right fielder. Vigoria puts it away. Throw to the plate. It's not going to be in time. And the Broncos have their first run of the ball game. So sack fly for Valenciano. For Avery on the year, it is RBI number 1. He gets his first one of the year here for the Bronx.
Now hitting number
25. 8-1 ball game, and Gabe Medina, the big boy, will come up here for the Broncos. Here's the look and the pitch in that one. Didn't see it. It missed. It's a ball and no strikes here. All right, Richter set to go. Pitch to Medina, ground ball to shortstop. 2 hops right there. Walker Martin straightens up, throws high, and McCormick can't get it. That's going to be an error on the shortstop, Walker Martin. So the Reds a little bumpy here in the sixth inning. Walk and a run scored, the sack fly, then the error here, and here's Dade Gomez coming up in an 8-1 ball game. I take it back. We're going to have a hitter here. Dade's up there right now. We're going to have a courtesy runner. So Medina comes out for a courtesy runner. I think it's Braden Hoff who's coming in. Yeah, Hoff will come in and run. So you got Hoff at first. One out and Dade Gomez to the plate. Broncos trying to rally a little bit. I'm not sure what the umpire's writing back there. It looks like a book of sorts. You just put three in to run and you get back behind the dish. Here we go. 8-1 ball game. 8 runs, 6 hits, 3 Reds errors today. Reds came in with five errors in 4 games, but 3 on the board today. Pitch inside, corner, strike. No balls and a strike here. Ben Richter in relief of Mitch Haythorn for the Reds today. 8-1, Eaton in front here in the top of the 6th inning. Gomez back into the batter's box. Richter ready to go. Ben deals, breaking ball in and over for a strike. Good pitch. It's no balls and 2 strikes here. So 0-2, one out here. At the belt, looking to pitch. Another breaking ball. Tried to bite the outside corner and didn't get it. And it's a ball and 2 strikes here for the number 5-hole hitter for the Broncos this year. Gomez on the season. He came in 2-for-12. And now make him 3-for-15 as he swings and misses and strikes out right there. 2 gone in the 6th inning. And Aaron Rios will come to the plate here. For the Broncos. 8-1, Reds lead here in the 6th inning. Reds will get Liberty Common for a pair next week. Home and home Monday away at Liberty Common. Wednesday they're back here at Eaton High School. Fastball missed away by Richter, a ball and no strikes. Broncos, on the other hand, they'll have a non-conference game Tuesday at Fort Lupton. Big breaking ball there is in for a strike. Tuesday, we're going to be at Resurrection Christian High School, 4 o'clock game. Mike Magaro and the Resurrection Christian Cougars against the Brush Beat Diggers. All that right after Brian Gary. The Good Afternoon Guy. God, if you listen to that show, you've got to catch it. 3-5. Country Music Hall of Famer Brian Gary, our afternoon guy. 2 hours of a magazine-type show and funny stuff, no doubt about it. Good stuff with Brian Gary, 3-5 every afternoon on this great KFK lineup. That's in for a strike right there with a breaking ball. So 2-2. You get Mornings with Gale, 6-9. Award-winning show with Tanner Schwint. No Code Now from 9-11. And, of course, Bruce Dick and I, Clark and the coach from 11 to noon. Then the whole show, 2 hours with Brady Hull and the Hooligans. Ground ball to short. Martin's going to go to second right there. And, then, of course, we wind up the afternoon with the Good Afternoon Guy and Brian Gary. We head to the bottom of the 6th. The Reds lead 8-1 here in Eaton. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Martin Marietta is the leader in the construction and heavy highway industry throughout Northern Colorado. We are hiring for several different positions, including asphalt and dirt crew equipment operators and laborers, as well as Class A and B CDL drivers and heavy equipment mechanics. If you are looking for more than a job and are looking for a career, go to martinmarietta.com/careers. Benefits include medical, dental, and vision, paid holidays, PTO, flexible spending, 401k, and pension. That's martinmarietta.com/careers or call 970-407-3615 to have an application emailed directly to you.
Just like that, basketball is over, and now we set our sights on football. Year 2 for Ed McCaffrey begins this season with spring ball and spring game on April 23rd. Hey folks, it's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears, letting you know that we'll have live coverage during that spring game on Saturday, April 23rd from 11 to 1. Join me and Brady Hull as we delve into the biggest storylines, players to watch, and more. Learn more about your UNC Bears with us on Saturday, April 23rd. Coverage presented by Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, bottom of the 6th inning, Reds lead 8-1. Will we have the Broncos bat in the top of the 7th? Reds would need to get 3 here to make that not happen. But we'll see Walker Martin, and we'll see who's in the lineup after that. I think we get Cade Gentry in the mix here in the inning. sophomore standing out there with a bat right now. So probably Martin, probably Gentry and True's spot. Well, let's see. Who's going to be player of the game? Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game today on the red side. Let's just take a look. Benny Richter, single, sack, and a walk. They haven't got him out. He has two RBIs today, and he's pitching. Kind of closing the deal for the Reds today.
Leading off for the Reds, shortstop number 16.
Four players with two ribbies for the Reds. Ryder True, a two-run double. Tate Smith has two RBIs without a hit today. Grounded out with a run scoring and had a sacrifice fly. Dirk Duncan, 1-for-3, two ribbies. We might be going Ben Richter town today. Then Mitch Haythorne, who pitched well today, too. Pitch on the way there, misses away. And it's a ball and no strikes. Cody Resnick, sophomore out on the hill again for Platte Valley. That was the unnamed soldier before this inning. Now we got his name, and we're good to go. Pitch here to Walker Martin is inside. Two balls, no strikes. Bronco pitchers have not been able to get Martin out today. Walked in the first, walked in the second, doubled in the fourth. Walker asked for time getting into the box here. Two balls, no strikes. Resnick's going to come back. And the 2-0 missed away. Three balls, no strikes here. Looks like Cade Gentry and then, well, we'll see after that. Reds really going to the dugout. All 18 played on Thursday. That pitch missed away, ball four. Well, the Reds need three here in the inning to end it. You get the first two on, and yeah, that can happen. Kay Gentry's going to come to the plate here for the Reds. Gentry so far this year, one plate appearance. He's 0-for-1. But you can tell he runs a lot. One plate appearance, but he scored five runs. He's a speedster. Gets out there and rocks and rolls. Here's Kay to the plate now. Resnick at the belt, looks at first, delivers to the plate, and the pitch missed away. One ball and no strikes. When we are done here, the Alt Feed Mill postgame show is coming up. We've got our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Here's a throw over to first base and the runner back in, Walker Martin in there. Resnick set to go again, the sophomore here for the Broncos. Deals the plate, that's in and over for a strike. So one ball, one strike. Hayden Vigoria is out on deck here for the Reds. So Vigoria is going to hit in Smith's spot. Hayden had been playing left field with Tate being the DH, but now they put him in the lineup to hit. One ball, one strike. Martin away from the bag at first. Resnick at the belt. Cody comes to the plate, and the pitch breaking ball missed away, and it's two balls and a strike here. Got a chance to see Vigoria play baseball on the Reds summer team this year, this past summer. Pretty talented player as well, plus he's got some wheels. Pitch here is a little ground ball down to third. Picked up by Flummerfelt across the second in time for the out. So the freshman turns a good play at third base right there. One away here. Gentry's on at first base, and here comes Hayden Vigoria. And then coming out on deck for the Reds is Brogan Barr, who's going to hit in Duncan's spot. So coach is getting them all in here. So Vigoria steps in here, one on, one out for the Reds, sixth inning. They lead 8-1 over the Broncos. Pitch to the plate is bounced up there by Resnick. It's a ball and no strikes. Tuesday, we'll be back on the air with more baseball here on Preps Radio. Out at Resurrection Christian High School, the Brush Beat Diggers will roll into town. Pitch up and out. Two balls and no strikes here now to Vigoria. You got Gentry down at first, one out for the Reds in the sixth. The Reds have eight runs today, eight RBIs by four different players, two each for Benny Richter, Ryder True, Tate Smith, and Dirk Duncan. And that one's in for a strike there, 2-1. All right, lead away from the bag at first is Cade Gentry's. Resnick to the plate, and the pitch hit off the fist. Slow ground ball to Wymira at second. He'll backhand a shortstop in time for the out. So they get one at second. Two gone here for the Broncos in the seventh. They're going to need a miracle. They're going to need seven runs, and they have 7, 8, and 9. Flummerfelt, Edstrom, and Wymura coming up. So two outs here, and Brogan Barr jumps in here. State champion football player as well for the Reds. Now, Resnick just turned and gave a look over at first, and Cade Gentry's back in on his belly. That's Figueroa, I take it back. On the fielder's choice, Hayden's over at first. He's got wheels, too. Pitch here, hit down the left field line, foul into the Reds' bullpen area. Dustin Duncan coaching down at first. It's Todd Hernandez over at third for the Reds. No balls, one strike, two outs here, bottom of the sixth inning. Reds in command, 8-1 against the Broncos. Reds trying to roll to 5-0 this year and 4-0 in the Patriot League. That'll continue next week at Liberty Common and then home against Liberty Common. That's a Monday, Wednesday home and home. Seventeen-0 win for the Broncos on Thursday. Tate Smith got the victory in that one. Mitch Haythorne drove in three runs for the Reds. So, what, 25-1 in two ball games here, Reds-Broncos. Breaking ball didn't break. It's up and out. Ball and two strikes here with two outs. Brogan Barr from the left side here. Digs back into the batter's box. Eight runs, six hits for the Reds, a run, three hits for the Broncos. That one missed away. I thought he was going up with the right hand there, but he didn't, the umpire. It is two balls and two strikes. Figueroa lead away from the bag at first again. Resnick at the belt. The sophomore is going to come back to the plate. 2-2. Swing and a miss dropped. Nope, he got a tip on it. He did just get a chip on it, so it's two and stays 2-2. Brogan Barr will have another chance at the plate right here. 8-1 Reds, bottom of the sixth inning. Benny Richter on the hill for the Reds. First time we've seen him pitch. And in relief of Mitch Haythorne, who's going to get the win after going four innings. Ground ball to first base, backhanded there by Medina. He'll go to the bag, and the Reds are done in the sixth inning. We'll go to the seventh here in Eaton. It's 8-1 Reds. Broncos need seven in the top of the seventh. Come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Tara Norris Rasmussen, owner and publisher of Greeley Lifestyle Magazine. Our publication is community-focused and connects the residents to the people, places, and things that make Greeley special. We're inspired by the unique atmosphere our city has, and we highlight the most positive aspects of living here. From locally owned businesses to inspirational residents, our pages will be your guide. Let our publication become your community hub. Check out our most recent issues and our incredible business partners at citylifestyle.com/Greeley.
Linda saved the day for me, Tanner. She nailed it, man.
Brian, that's awesome, man. But now I'm in the...
You guys are kidding, right? We know where this is going. I'll make it simple for you. If you're in the doghouse or looking to make her happy, go see Linda Winter at Accessories with a Flair and Hair. You can get her a necklace or even a gift card so she can use it to get set up for the summer. Things you guys should know by now.
Good call, brother. Good call.
Visit Accessories with a Flair and Hair at 801 8th Avenue, Suite 4 in downtown Greeley. And look for the red on.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Well, let's go to the seventh inning out here in Eaton. On to pitch for the Reds, Dylan Laswell, the senior, will come out. So the Reds getting Richter to pitch a little bit today. Benny had not had a inning pitch this year, and I can't remember one last year. And now a senior, Dylan Laswell, a kid I'm not familiar with, will pitch the final inning here for the Reds, leading the game 8-1. Hudson Flummerfelt and Braylon Edstrom, Zach Wymura for the Broncos, 7, 8, and 9 here in the seventh inning. See if they can mount a charge against the Reds down by seven runs in the ballgame. The Alt Feed Mill postgame show is coming up next. No matter the size of your ranching operation, Alt Feed Mill has the food to keep your animals fat and happy. It is Alt Feed Mill. Check them out at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. Feed Mill Equipment, Supplies, and Service. give them a call. Ask any questions you have about what they've got in stock. 834-2132. That's 970-834-2132. Alt Feed Mill. We'll also have our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game announcement on that Alt Feed Mill post-game show. Norfolk Iron Metal wants to see all Northern Colorado athletes succeed and very proud to be part of this community. All right, it's going to be a fun Saturday. Get through baseball here. We've got NCAA Final Four tonight. I'm hoping Villanova and Duke get through, but we'll see. My partner in crime and Clark and the coach, Bruce Dix, out in New Orleans right now. He'll get to view the two games tonight of the championship Monday. He's going opposite me, which has been a good thing for me lately. He has Carolina and Kansas. That's the one I've heard the most of over this past few days. Here's the pitch. Did he get it outside corner? No. So two balls, no strikes. Dylan Laswell, the senior, in pitching for the Reds here. Last inning of play, seventh inning here. Broncos down 8-1. Laswell deals, and you got to throw strikes. It's 3-0 now. An 8-1 lead, you want to come in and just let your defense play for you. Got McCormick over at first. Bryce Smith's at second defensively for the Reds. Walker Martin still at short. Dirk Duncan over at third as well. Pitch to the plate, chipped at the plate, foul, and it's three balls and a strike here. Lucas Stone in left. Still have Jaden. No, I think that's Cade Gentry now. In center? Just throw it over the plate and let the defense go. Here's Braylon Edstrom. He's 0-for-2 today. Struck out in the second inning. Bounced out in the fifth inning. The sophomore who played basketball on the Bronco team as well. Get a courtesy runner here for the Broncos. Eight runs, six hits, three errors for the Reds. One run, three hits, and one error for the Broncos. I think it's Ethan Johnson is at first as the courtesy runner here. Laswell to the plate, missed it upstairs, so that's six pitches for Dylan, five of them out of the zone.
Northern Colorado's voice is 1310 KFKA.
Great stuff coming up throughout the week.
Mornings with Gail.
Aren't we talking about the very essence of civil disobedience here?
No call now.
It's okay to question it, but why does it have to be, oh, I don't like this, everybody should not like this, we need to go after it?
Clark and the coach.
It's nice to see that game and be able to get a measuring stick on who is the best 4A team out here.
The Hull Show.
I truly think that the Joker is at least going to make a case for it when it's all said and done to be the GOAT in Colorado, to be the guy, to, dare I say, even get close to John Elway.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary.
Maybe there's something about the cooking or something. I got to find some Sardinian recipes.
Northern Colorado's voice.
It sure as hell ain't sardines that do it. If that's what keeps you alive, take me now. Good God, take me now.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. 103.1 FM, K276 GU and 1310 AM KFKA. Greeley.
All right, back in Eaton, had a little technical difficulties. Almost got through the entire game without one of those blips. But senior Dylan Laswell on the hill for the Reds having some trouble here in the seventh inning. Back-to-back walks now. And Zach Wymura will come to the plate here for the Broncos. Wymura's 1-for-2 today. And now here's a pitching coach for the Reds here. This may be a settle down or maybe take the ball, but just don't want to let the Broncos have any life, get them back in the game here. Come in from the bullpen with a 7-run lead. You got to throw strikes. And Laswell in the first two batters walks. Dylan's going to stay here, try to get this kid some confidence on the hill right here. So Wymura, and then you get back to Preston Hofer back at the top of the order. 8-1 Reds, 2 on for the Broncos here in the 7th inning, nobody out. Walk to Flummerfelt, walk to Edstrom, and Wymura. Now you know he's going to be patient. All right, Laswell set to go. Dylan at the belt comes to the plate, and the pitch down low in the dirt all the way to the backstop. Everybody's going to move up on the wild pitch. So second and third for the Broncos, nobody out. It's a yeoman's chore. They've got to come up with seven in the inning, but this is a good start at least. Second and third, nobody out here. Wymura will step in. Tuesday will be in Loveland, Resurrection Christian High School. Cougars at home against the Brush Beat Diggers on Preps Radio. 4 o'clock, first pitch. All that courtesy of J9 Agencies, our first pitch. Mike and Janine Freeman, Terry Gertsch out there in Holt. That pitch in for a strike, so 1-1 here to Wymura. Hofer out on deck, and if they get there, Howdy Johnson. Laswell at the belt, 1-1 from Dillon. Down Main Street, and he fouls it off against the screen. 1-2. Yeah, just hit this one. Maybe they get a double play or hit it. Well, they can't. Second and third. Well, they could. It's just not likely. Second and third now. The wild pitch took him out of double play territory. Laswell set to go again. 1-2. Senior comes back, deals 1-2 pitch. That's wasted again. Fouled right side, out of play. So Wymura hanging in there. Zach has one of the three Platte Valley hits today. Dade Gomez, Aaron Rios, the other base hits. So a ball and 2 strikes. Laswell at the belt. 1-2 pitch on the way to Wymura. Breaking ball. He started to offer and held back. It's outside. And so it's 2 balls and 2 strikes here. First base open for the Broncos, who trail 8-1 here in the 7th inning. Broncos will drop to 0-6 unless they come up with some magic here. And then take a trip to Fort Lupton on Tuesday on the road for a non-conference battle. Comes back, and Wymura again hits that one out of play. Well, we've gone about 2 hours in the ballgame here, just about a minute after 1 o'clock on a Saturday. Great. If you're a sports fan, big day, of course. And I'm not talking about the Florida Derby and the Arkansas Derby for your horse racing fans. I'm talking about the Final Four tonight. Should be a ton of fun watching those Blue Bloods play. Here's the 2-2. Came breaking ball, missed away. 3-2. So now Laswell in danger here of walking the bases loaded. 7-run lead he was inherited here, but things getting a little dicey here. Laswell, 3-2, will come to the plate. Senior deals, ball 4, he bounced it up there. So bases loaded, nobody out. 3 walks in a row. Just wonder how long Todd Hernandez can go in a game that could get a little interesting here. Preston Hofer will come to the plate for the Broncos here. Howdy Johnson, I think, is coming out on deck. He is. So we go. Here's the look and the pitch, and that one in for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. A walk to Flummerfelt, a walk to Edstrom, a walk to Wymura here in the 7th inning. Laswell to the belt, checks the runners over at first and second and comes to the plate, and the pitch missed away. So it's a ball and a strike here. Reds trying to rack up win number 5 right here. They'll move to 4-0 in the Patriot League. Ahead, of course, in the Patriot League. University has not lost a league game either. Laswell bounces it up there all the way to the backstop. That'll score a run. Some runners move up to second and third here. In to score is Flummerfelt. It's 8-2 now. Hofer at the plate here. University not on the docket today. Well, I take that. Well, they played yesterday against Loveland. I didn't get a final on that game. University and Loveland yesterday. A non-conference battle. University lost on Thursday. We had that for you. Against Severance. So they went 4A on Thursday and 5A yesterday. And they get Saturday off. That went in the dirt right there. And you're 3 balls in the strike here. And Dylan Laswell, the senior, is in danger of walking all 4 hitters he's faced. I think Hernandez might want to come out. Todd's already out on the lip of the grass here. he may be coming to the hill if Dylan can't get a strike here. 3-1. Comes back to the pitch, and it's on the outside corner for a strike. 3-2. Still nobody out in the seventh inning. 8-1, Eaton leads. Broncos have the bases. 8-2, I take that back. Broncos have runners at second and third. A wild pitch got one in here in the inning. 3-2 from Laswell. Dylan deals. Ground ball. They're going to get an out here. Ground ball to shortstop. Walker Martin across to first in time for the out. Run will score. It's 8-3, but they've got an out. So one away. Edstrom scores. Wymeers to third. 8-3 baseball game in favor of the Broncos, or rather in favor of the Reds over the Broncos here. And Howdy Johnson will step in 0-2 for Howdy. Bounced out in the first, struck out in the third, and then walked and scored in the sixth inning. Right-hand hitting second baseman. Right-hand hitting pitcher, I should say right now. Takes that one outside. Where did Howdy go defensively? Well, he might have checked out. He might have gone into a DH spot. I haven't seen him in the field. Avery Valenciano out on deck here for the Broncos. Pitch to the plate, outside corner for a strike. So one ball, one strike. One out here in the top of the seventh inning, 8-3, Reds in front. Dylan Laswell, the senior, trying to put a cup on this thing today. Comes back to the plate and the pitch, bounced right side. Going to be Bryce Smith who waits for it, picks it up, throws him out, and there's two away. Run is in, so it's 8-4. Broncos had made this respectable here in the seventh inning, but they're down to their final out, and now nobody on base. And Avery Valenciano will come to the plate. The Alt Feed Mill postgame show is coming up next. No matter the size of your ranching operation, Alt Feed Mill has the food to keep your animals fat and happy. It is Alt Feed Mill, great sponsor for years here on Preps Radio. Laswell to Valenciano up. It's a ball and no strikes here. Reds just one out away from putting this one in the win column. All earned runs here in the inning. Three walks. Told you about that. Walks in high school baseball kill you. This one popped up right side. McCormick and Smith. It's going to be Smith behind everybody. No, McCormick reaches up, grabs it, and the ball game is over. Reds win it by a final score of 8-4. We'll come back with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All righty, welcome back to Eaton High School as we get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service, catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt, the number 970-834-2132. No matter the size of your ranching operation, Alt Feed Mill has the food to keep your animals fat and happy. Reds win today 8-4. Three runs for the Broncos in the last inning made it a little respectable, at least 8-4 baseball game. The Reds end up sweeping the Broncos this week, 17-0 on Thursday, and then the 8-4 win here at home. Reds move to 5-0 on the year, 4-0 in the Patriot League, number one team in the state, the defending state champions. And they'll be against home and home against Liberty Common on the road Monday at home on Wednesday next week. For the Broncos, they drop to 0-6, 0-5 in the Patriot League. They've got a non-conference tilt Tuesday at Fort Lupton. Final totals on the ball game for the Reds to win at 8 runs, 6 hits, and 3 errors. For the Broncos, 4 runs, 3 hits, and 1 error. The win goes to Mitch Haythorne. It's his second of the year. The loss to Howdy Johnson, it is also his second of the year. Let's get to it right now. Our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Norfolk Iron and Metal wants to see all Northern Colorado athletes succeed and very proud to be part of this community. Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. We go with Benny Richter, the second baseman for the Reds, leading hitter, got his 10th hit of the season for the Reds to lead the club. Also drove in a couple runs today, sack fly and RBI single. Then he came in and pitched a few innings today as well. So Ben Richter is our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. You can catch our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the week up on the website each week on 1310kfka.com. All right, that should do it for us out here in Eaton. 8-4 win today. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick for knocking this thing out of the park. We'll talk to you guys, well, Clark and the coach, Monday at 11 o'clock. But we've got more baseball Tuesday from Loveland at Resurrection Christian High School as the Brush Beat Diggers and the Res Christian Cougars battle it out in more Patriot League action. That's it for us today. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. Drive safely. Final score again here from Eaton. Reds 8, the Broncos 4. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.